Now, more Thayer Bobcat football with Mike Crace. Anywhere, anytime. K-Country 95.
Coach Billy Weber of the Thayer Bobcats and Coach Dan Swolford of the Ava Bears, longtime friends. Of course, both have been around in the SCA for a long, long time. Billy Weber in his 21st year here at Thayer High School, and a Hall of Famer, elected to the Hall of Fame just this past year. Getting off the field as they now the officials will talk with the captains and have the coin toss for tonight's game. Let's take a look at the district standings after 6 weeks to play. The Thayer Bobcats are the number two seed right now in the Class 1 District 1 standings. St. Vincent at number one, and we talked with Coach Billy Weber on the pregame show a little bit about that. Carruthersville is at number three, and Haytie is at number four in the district standings. And you talk about a loaded district, two of those teams are ranked in the top ten. Haytie is ranked number two in the state. Thayer ranked number three, yet they're number two and four in the district standings. And, of course, that goes on a point system. And the thing that is keeping Thayer out of being the number one team in the district right now is the fact that they did not have a game 1 week. That was the Houston week. They did not have a game, so they didn't get any points awarded. So they are behind St. Vincent as a result of that. And still just a very few points, so they can make that up with a win here tonight over Class 3 Ava. Thayer Bobcats won the toss, and they elected to receive, as they always do, and the Ava Bears are putting their kickoff team out on the field right now, and the Thayer Bobcats will put the receiving team out and get ready to start this game with a shower here at Lewis Bosman Field. Pretty good crowd on hand, a lot of umbrellas, and let's get ready for some Thayer Bobcat football. And thank you for joining us on the OMC Orthopedic Bobcat pregame show tonight. And I believe the video now up and running at ecomnewsnetwork.com. I want to welcome you all along watching the video of tonight's game streaming live. And if you're listening on the radio and you want to watch, well, we've got that streaming live at ecomnewsnetwork.com. And don't worry, you won't miss any of the audio. That's on with the video stream as well. All right, and I understand maybe some folks over at Ava who are watching on the live stream, so we appreciate y'all tuning in, and let's get ready to go. Ava wearing the white jerseys with the blue pants and the gold helmets tonight. Thayer Bobcats wearing all green, trimmed in white, and here we go. Ava Bear set to kick it off. Bobcats with Kale Cray back deep to receive. Landon and Jordan Madden will flank him on either side, and it's a squib kick. Going to be kicked up by the Thayer Bobcats at the 34-yard line, returned out to the 40. That's where the Bobcats will start it right there. I believe it was Lane Grimes has scooped up that grounder and carried it out to the 40-yard line. Pretty good field position for the Thayer Bobcats. And looky, looky here. Your starting quarterback tonight for the Thayer Bobcats, number five, Jace Haven. So the Bobcats are going to get him right into the game. And we've been told that they would kind of filter him in. But there he is, Jace Haven, in the huddle for the Thayer Bobcats for the first time this year. And he only played one play in the Jamboree when he broke his collarbone. Thayer comes out here with a single back set. That is Jackson Willison in the backfield, double tight. The pass, the handoff, going to go to Willison, run it up in the middle. He's across the 45, out to the 50, and a 48-yard line. Still not down, but he'll be knocked down at the 48. That'll be a 12-yard pickup on first down. Jackson Willison running right up the gut for the Thayer Bobcats. And a first down brought to you by Ozarks Medical Center's Orthopedic Clinic. So Jace Haven starts at quarterback. Willison and Madden in the backfield. And we got Jesse White going wide to the far side. Grimes is lining up at a tight end. And the Bobcats here was actually Grimes now in the backfield in the power eye on a first and 10. And a give off going to Jackson Willison. He cuts into the hole. Going to get to about the 45-yard line and be stopped right there. Big tackle by number four for the Ava Bears. Met him in the hole and brought him down. That is Mason Cole, 175-pound senior. It'll be a pickup of about three on the play for Jackson Willison and the Thayer Bobcats. A little bit of rain at the start of the game here, although it has slacked off a little bit now. Came a pretty good shower just before kickoff. Bobcats on a second and seven. Jesse White coming wide to the near side. Bobcats with three receivers in a bunch just off the left end. Haven in their quarterback, pitches it to Willison. Willison cuts it, tries to cut outside at the 45, but he's going to be brought down right at the line of scrimmage. Number 26 there on the tackle for the Ava Bears. That would be Colby Miles, another senior, 165-pound senior. That'll bring up a third down and seven. Macy, Jace Haven throw the ball for the first time this year. Haven, an All-State, and we've talked about this all year, an All-State safety, the AP All-State safety, and also an All-State quarterback, according to the Southwest Missouri Coaches Association. Here come the Bobcats. It'll be Willison alone in the backfield, double tight set. Two wideouts, Landon or Jordan Madden wide to the near side. Haven up under center. A little play action fake, looking to throw the football. Now looking to run away from the pressure. Going to throw this one down the field. Pass is incomplete, just outside of the outstretched arms of Jordan Madden, running across the field. And Thayer is going to be forced to punt here on a fourth down and 7. So Haven had to scramble a little bit out of the pocket and just missed a wide open Jordan Madden going across the field. If he catches that ball, it's a touchdown.
Yes, it would have been.
So the first pass of the night is incomplete, and Haven will be in there to punt the football. So Haven to punt. Blocking back is Landry Pitts, former Bobcat quarterback, who's now playing tight end. And here's Haven to put the foot into it. It's a high punt.
Good punt. Good punt.
This one's going to be angled toward the sideline, going to bounce and go out of bounds inside the 10-yard line. What a punt by Jace Haven. And don't forget, folks, he was also an All-State punter. So, yeah, just an All-State everything and will not play on defense. And the reason we were given that he won't play on defense where he was an All-Stater is that on defense you have to hit somebody.
Right.
On offense, you don't get hit on every play. And the way Jace Haven played defense, he hit people on every play. So,
yeah, there was no getting around that.
They're going to protect that shoulder just a little bit. All right, so the Bobcats go 3-and-out on the first possession. Haven Bears that got the ball and kind of a makeshift lineup. Number 2 in their quarterback is Zach Richards. He's got a back behind him. Matter of fact, 2 backs back there. They're going to give it to the first back through. And it's going to be a pickup of a couple of yards outside the 10. And actually, they're going to mark him down right on the 10-yard line. So it'll be a pickup of only 1 yard for number 33. That is Jacob Lyerly, a 5'10", 175-pound freshman. Lyerly picks up just a yard on the play. Second down and 9. Been a really good Thayer Bobcat defense. 3 shutouts on the year. They average giving up 6.3 points per game. That's a pretty good average over 6 weeks of football. 9:22 to go in the first quarter. Abel with the ball, second down and 9. Richards, number 2, Zach Richards, a junior and a quarterback, going to give it to Lyerly again, running up in the middle. And big dog Bobby Dale going to make a tackle. It'll be another 1 yard gain for Lyerly trying to run in the middle. And Coach Wolford may be setting the Bobcats up for something here. Lyerly again on the tack, on the carry, picks up. Give him 2. It's going to be 3rd down and 7 from about the 12-yard line for the Ava Bears. We're just underway here from Lewis Bosman Field. Glad to have you along for the broadcast tonight. I'll say thanks to some of your Thayer Bobcat boosters, including the Clary Funeral Homes of Thayer, Mammoth Spring in Alton, and the Kitty Corral Daycare and Learning Center in Thayer. Boosting Bobcat football. Lyerly in the lone setback in the backfield. Double wing formation here for the Ava Bears. They send the man in motion. They're going to give it a... No, we're not going to get an exchange as the quarterback's going to be sacked all the way back at the 7-yard line. The Thayer Bobcat defense got there as he was handed off to Lyerly, and the Bobcat defense, about 3 of them, tackled both of them. That was pretty impressive the way the Bobcat defense shot through the gap. And they'll bring up a 4th down and 14 after a loss of 4 for Zach Richards, the quarterback for Ava. And now their punter is going to stand in the end zone to punt the ball away. And in deep in the end zone, Bobcats have got 2 back to receive, and the kick is going to be a high spiraling kick. And Cray will catch it. He'll give it off to Jordan Madden. Madden coming to the left side. Gets through a tackle to the 30. Still on his feet to the 25. Cuts it back in at the 20. And all the way down to the 17-yard line. Jordan Madden, as the Bobcats ran a little reversed off the punt return. And a good run by Jordan Madden. And the Thayer Bobcats in great position here at the Ava 17-yard line. Bobcats will take over possession in the community first red zone. Jace Haven still in there, quarterback for the Bobcats. He started the game tonight. Bobcats send Grimes wide to the far side. Landry Pitts tight end on the far side. Jesse White to the tight end. And Jordan Madden comes wide to the outside. Jackson Willison, the lone setback. Haven straight up looking to throw, looking across the middle. Hoyo heaves it into the air just in front of Jesse White, cutting across the middle of the field. Would not have been a touchdown, but the pass falls incomplete down around the 1 yard line. And Haven maybe feeling a little bit of butterflies out there, Michael, because in the warm-ups, he was throwing everything right on the money, and that time tried to finesse that pass down there and still threw it just a little bit ahead of White.
Yes, it was. Yes, it was.
Bobcats again with a lone setback in the backfield, double wide, double tight set. Haven rolling to his right, going to cut it up, trying to spin away from the defense, and nowhere to go. Tackle there by big number 74, Jacob Bruffett, who was the captain for the Ava Bears. That'll be about a 1 yard gain for Jace Haven on his first carry of the year. Brings up a 3rd down and about 9 yards to go. 7:25 to go here in the first quarter. Thayer Bobcats threatening. Put one in the end zone, but they got to get a first down here. And they'll be in two down territory. Haven under center running the option. Gives it on the inside to the tailback. That is Willison. He's going to spin his way down to the 10-yard line. So he'll pick up about 5 yards. It's going to bring up a fourth down and about 4 yards to go for the Thayer Bobcats. I thought they might send in the field goal kicker here, Cale Willison, but Bobcats are going to go for it on a fourth down and four down at the Ava 10-yard line. Haven in shotgun. Receivers wide on both sides. Ray Haven rolling to his right, throws the ball across the middle. It's caught by Madden into the end zone. Did he get in?
Touchdown.
Jordan Madden. Jordan Madden makes the catch cutting across the middle and then spins his way into the end zone. The Thayer Bobcats, with just under 7 minutes to go in the first quarter, take the lead 6-0 over the Ava Bears. Matter of fact, 6:35 to go here in the first quarter. Thayer Bobcats with the first touchdown of the night. 10-yard touchdown pass from Jace Haven to Jordan Madden. And he'll come in here to attempt the extra point. The leg, Cale Willison on the kick. Bobcats in a traditional formation. Ball is down. Kick is up. It is no good. Looks like it slid wide right. Yes, it did. Just missed it to the right. So our score remains 6-0. Thayer Bobcats lead the Ava Bears with 6:35 to go in the first quarter. We'll take a timeout. We'll be back in 30 seconds on the Ecom Sports Network.
At Knox Orthopedics, we put you first. We know when injury occurs, pain won't wait for an appointment. Hi, this is Dr. Knox. I, along with Drs. Rawls, McConnell, and Franklin, make it our priority to see you as soon as possible. You will find the best of orthopedic care from doctors who care about getting you well at Knox Orthopedic. Appointments available in West Plains and Mountain Home. We can fix that. Check us out, KnoxOrthopedics.com.
More Bobcat football on K-Country 95.
Well, Thayer Bobcats lead the Ava Bears here early, 6-0. Bobcats just scored on a Jace Haven to Jordan Madden 10-yard touchdown play on a 4th-and-4. And the Thayer Bobcats have the early lead. That was set up, of course, by a great punt return. Bobcats ran reverse on the punt, and they do that almost every time. Jordan Madden, Bobcats fielded the ball about the about the 45 and took it all the way down to the 17 three plays later. Thayer Bobcats put it in the end zone for the first time tonight. Cale Willison will tee it up at the 40-yard line. Ava Bears will drop number two back deep. That is Richards, Zach Richards, who is also their quarterback. And three men up and two on the wings. Here the Bobcats going to kick a line drive taken by the up man at the 30. Trying to get to the outside, cuts it back in, so spins away from a tackler and gets all the way out to the 44-yard line. That was a nice return by number four, Mason Cole, who is one of the wide receivers. Tall, lanky kid. He made a nice punt return.
He can certainly catch the football.
Yes, he can. I mean, that was a line drive, a screamer, and he fielded in the air. And Ava now with good field position at their own 44-yard line, 1st-and-10. Zach Richards, 5'11", 160-pound junior quarterback, is in there, number 33 in the backfield. That is Jacob Lyerly, a 5'10", 175-pound freshman. He doesn't look 175. Double wing formation, wingman going in motion. Quarterback is going to keep it, and he's going to get hit and drop behind the line. Thayer Bobcats make the play. That was Landry Pitts, number 10, came from behind and put the hit on Richards, the quarterback, and he's going to lose about 1 yard. That'll give him forward motion to the 43. Landry Pitts making the tackle with the Thayer Bobcats coming off that defensive end. And I expect, not having to be quarterback and have all the pressure being quarterback, Landry now can concentrate on playing that defensive, not really a defensive end in the lineup. It is a defensive end, but it's listed as an outside linebacker. And I think he will begin having some heydays out there on defense. So I really think that was playing quarterback was probably hampering some of his defensive ability. That makes sense?
Absolutely.
Here comes Richard Frave on a 2nd-and-11. They got a motion man. They're going to give it to him on a pitch. He hits in the backfield, gets away, makes a nice cut out to the 50-yard line before he's brought down. That'll be Willison on the tackle, but not before about a 7-yard pickup. That was number 12, Blaine Mendel. 170-pound junior. Good run. About 9 yards on the play we'll give him. Makes it 3rd-and-2 now for the Ava Bears. That was a nice run. He made a good cut in the backfield. Thought he was going to get tackled back there, but he got a good block. Ava, they don't go to the huddle. Everybody looking to the sidelines for the play in from Coach Fulford. Of course, also on that coaching staff, Casey Merrifield, Garrett Baird, Chance Dry. And boy, what a player he was at Ava. And Jeff Poole. Third down and two for the Bears. Looking for the first down of the night. Quarterback going to give it up in the middle. Nope, going to keep it. Cutting to the outside. He got a first down to the 40-yard line and brought down to 39. Running him down is the Thayer Bobcats. On defense, looked like 75. Zach Jones ran him down from behind, but not before, was that about eight yards on the play. For the quarterback, number two, Zach Richards, showed some good speed. So Ava putting something together here, their first down of the night. They've got it down to the Thayer Bobcat, 39, actually about the 38 and a half yard line. 4:33 to go here in the first quarter. Richards again under center, fakes to the fullback. Now going to keep it, cuts it upfield, gets down to the 35, 34. Pick up of about another five for Zach Richards, who is about to get into, he's got 8 yards rushing now. Of course, he has been sacked twice. So second down and five for Ava. They can open the playbook a little bit here on a second down and five. Richards number two. Number 33 in the backfield is Jacob Lyerly. Ava with two receivers wide to the near side, one to the far side. They have not attempted to throw the ball yet. Bobcat, big defensive front, looking to make a stop here on the second down and five. Quarterback is going to keep it, running to the left side. Got a blocker in front. Gets inside the 30, down to about the 28. And that'll be it as the Bobcat defense wraps him up. There is Willison and Chris Craig coming up to make the stop. Landry Pitts also in on the tackle there for the Thayer Bobcats. And it's going to be, oh, we got a penalty. Oh, they gave him a first down on that? Wow, first down for the Ava Bears down to the 28-yard line. So the Bears got something going here, just running the quarterback, Zach Richards. Another good pickup there, picked up 6 yards. I thought they gave him a pretty favorable spot there.
Yes.
First and 10. Richards checking his wristband for the play. Lyerly, the fullback, right behind him. Double wing. One man wide, wingman going in motion. And here's Richards going to keep it. And again, now pitches it to the wide man. And the Bobcats come up, trip him up, and down to the 25-yard line. Bobcats came knifing in there. Lane Grimes got the first hit on him. And then he goes down. It was mean Austin Green out there running down the play for the stop and making it a 3-yard pickup.
Colby Miles.
And for Miles, number 26, Colby Miles, a senior, 6 foot, 165-pounder. Bobcats making substitution here on defense. Number two, Jackson Willison goes in, and number 20, Peyton Mills, comes out of the game. Second down and about 7 for Ava. Richards again up under center. Got a man going in motion. They're going to give it on a handoff up in the middle. Nowhere to go for Lyerly. And maybe a yard on the gain, and it was Zach Jones making the tackle again for the Thayer Bobcats. So Zach's having a good night here in the first quarter. That's two tackles already. And Austin Green also helping out on the play. Be no gain. Third down and 7 now here for Ava. And, you know, they're probably in four down territory as well, down to the Bobcat 25-yard line. Richards again checking the wristband. Comes to the line. Fullback right behind him. That is Lyerly. Two wideouts on the near side, one on the far side. Then Richards going to keep it. Gets hit in the backfield, cuts it back inside. He's going to be brought down shy of the first down marker by a bunch. Richards, and coming knifing in there for the Thayer Bobcats that time was Landon Madden, number 14, changed that dynamics of that play to Holy. And a pickup of a couple of yards on the play. Makes it fourth down and about 4 now for the Ava Bears. And, yeah, they're going to go for it here. Fourth and a long 4 for the Thayer Bobcats. Ava getting the play in from the sideline. 16 seconds left on the play clock. We're down to a minute 22 to go in the first quarter. They send the man wide to the near side of the field. Two on wide on the outside. Here's the quarterback going to keep it. Cutting to the outside. And he's going to dive for the pylon. Did he get there? I don't know. It's going to be close. It's going to be close. He had to get down to about the 18-yard line. We'll find out where they're going to mark him down. I think they gave him another really good spot. And the official is going to bring on the chains. I believe they're going to measure this one. And the official was signaling to the other sideline to bring on the chain. Nope, it's on that side. So they're going to stretch it over there and see, did he make it? And it looks like close. It's going to be Thayer Bobcat ball. They needed 4.5. They got 4. So the Thayer Bobcats have held the Ava Bears on a 4th and 4, and Ava will go back to the defense. Thayer brings the offense back out on the field. And Jace Haven right back out there again. for the Thayer Bobcats. Good defensive stand. A little bit of bend, but don't break for the Thayer Bobcats that time. So Thayer holds Ava on a 4th and 4 and takes over the ball at their own 18-yard line with 1:09 to go here in the first quarter. It has been a quick first quarter of football. Bobcats bring Grimes wide to the near side. Jesse White wide to the far side. I formation is going to go to Willison. Willison cuts to the outside. He's across the 20, out to 25, 26-yard line brought down. Now mark him down right on the 25. It'll be a pickup of 7 yards for Jackson Willison. Willison had over 100 yards last week. So did Jordan Madden. That's the third time this year Thayer's had two running backs over 100 yards. That's pretty impressive. You do that in the NFL, you win a Super Bowl.
Absolutely.
Second down and 3 for the Thayer Bobcats here. Haven up under center. Single setback behind him. I believe that's Jordan Madden. Bobcats turn. They pitch it to Madden, looking to get him in the open field. He gives a good stiff arm at the 25. He's out to the 30. Breaks the tackle to the 40. Cuts it back into the 45 and out to the 47-yard line. That is a 10, 23-yard run for Jordan Madden on just a little standard quick pitch.
Not a bad run for his first run of the game.
First run of the game, and Jordan Madden picks up, 23 yards on the play. It's a first down for the Thayer Bobcats, brought to you by Ozarks Medical Center's Orthopedic Clinic. Bobcats get a fresh set of downs here. We're down under 20 seconds to go in the first quarter. Clock may run out here. 17 on the play clock, 13 on the game clock. Looks like Thayer will let the clock expire, and we'll head to the second quarter. Thayer Bobcats lead the Ava Bears by a score of 6-0. Back with your second quarter in just 1 minute on the Ecom Sports Network.
So you're ready to finance a new home, but you don't quite know where to start. Community First has a variety of mortgage loan programs to fit every home buyer. Whether it's your first home, your dream home you've always wanted, or refinance the one you already own, Community First has a plan that's right for you. And with interest rates at historic lows, it's a great time to finance. Make an appointment today with a Community First Banking Company location near you in West Plains, Mountain Grove, or Thayer. Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC. Charlotte Allen with Allen Supported Living has worked with children and adults with developmental disabilities since 1992. They provide individualized support living services, personal assistance, respite, and community integration services in Thayer, Alton, West Plains, Donovan, and the area. If you have questions, call Charlotte. They'll be happy to help link you with the services and resources available. Call Allen Supported Living at 417-264-7203. And go Bobcats!
Bobcat football continues now. Here's Mike Crace. Anywhere, anytime. K-Country 95.
Thayer Bobcats with a 1st and 10 at their own 47-yard line. Looking to go up by 2 scores here. Bobcats hand the ball off to Willison. Running up in the middle. He's across the 50 to the 48. That'll be another 5-yard pickup for Jackson Willison. Willison already up over 30 yards rushing. And has carried it, 6 times tonight. Averaging about 5 yards a carry. They call it almost 6 yards on the play. 2nd down and a long 4 here for the Thayer Bobcats. Only Bobcats already with $50 tonight for the kids at St. Jude Children's Research Hospital, thanks to Thayer Dental Care. Bobcats break the huddle on 2nd and 4. This time Haven and shotgun hands the ball off to Willison. Willison right up the gut again, gets down to about the 46. He'll pick up just a couple on the play. Interior line of the Ava Bears making the tackle. And Thayer faced down with a 3rd down and about 2 yards to go for the 1st down. Yes, you heard me say it right. Jace Haven started the game at quarterback tonight. He is not playing on defense. Of course, good to see number 5, the senior, the All-Stater, on the field for the first time this year for the Thayer Bobcats. 21 seconds to go on the play clock. Thayer comes down the power tee. They pitch it to Jordan Madden. Madden running over the left side. Going to get very close to the 1st down marker before he's driven back. They'll give him forward motion to about the 43.5. And Thayer's going to be faced here with a 4th down and about, well, now the other official says it's a 44. So 4th down and a full yard to go here for a 1st down. The Bobcats will go for it, I'm sure. 4th and about 1.5 yards here for the Thayer Bobcats. Can that big offensive line get a little push here? Dalton Nicholson, Austin Green, Schaefer Mullins, Bobby Dale, Zach Jones. I'd get behind the big dog, Bobby Dale, and I'd run right at him. Bobby Dale lines up on the right side at guard. 4th and 1.5 yards there in the power eye. They run it behind him, and Willison looks like he is going to be very close. Looked like he had plenty of room. They'll mark it at about the 43. That ball's going to be right just across the 43-yard line. It's going to be a first down for the Thayer Bobcats.
I think we're going to measure.
Yeah, they are going to measure. And it looks to me like they're going to have it by about an inch, maybe two. So we'll see. Free hot dog for me if they get it right. Or if I got it right. They stretched the chains with a fourth down, a yard and a half, and, yep, by just about an inch, they got it. I do love these glasses I got from Doc Ream Optometry in Thayer.
Cheap plug.
Thayer Bobcats with a first down, brought to you by Ozarks Medical Center's Orthopedic Clinic. Bobcats with a new set of downs, first and 10 from the Ava 43-yard line. If you joined us late, Thayer's got a 6-0 lead, scored with 6:35 to go in the first quarter on a Haven to Madden 10-yard touchdown pass. First down here, Haven running the option. He's going to tuck it under and run it. He's trying to get to the outside, turns the corner to the 40 to 45 and runs out of bounds right there. Good decision by the Bobcat quarterback. It'll bring up a second down and 2 on an 8-yard scamper by Jace Haven. Boy, he's fast. He doesn't look like he's running that hard, but he's got a long, smooth stride, and he just eats up a lot of real estate with each side, with each stride. So first 8-yard pickup tonight for Jace Haven, Bobcat senior quarterback, getting his first start of the year tonight. Jesse White going to the far side for Thayer wide. And Landry Pitts wide to the near side. Thayer sends a man in motion, give it up in the inside. That is Madden. And Madden's going to get a first down as he takes it down to about the 32-yard line. Bobcats needed two. They're going to get about 3 on the play. Jordan Madden. That was a different-looking kind of play there. And it'll be a first down on a 4-yard pickout for Jordan Madden and the Thayer Bobcats. Another first down brought to you by Ozarks Medical Center's Orthopedic Clinic. Well, we're glad to have you along tonight on the live stream on the video live stream at ecomnewsnetwork.com. Brought to you by Ozarks Insurance, First Community Bank, and the folks over at REMAX Realty in Thayer, Alex and Kylie O'Neill. Bobcats in a lone setback. They give it to Madden. Madden gets on pitch, gets it to about the 30 and taken out of bounds there. Nice defensive play there by number 4 for the Ava Bears. That is, Mason Cole. Making another tackle for Ava. Be about a 2-yard pickup. Ball just over the 30-yard line for the Thayer Bobcats. Second down at about 8. But we got a penalty flag down. Comes down way down the field to be a holding call. So hold the phone on a second down and 8. It's going to be first down and about 18 after they mark off this penalty. And now they're going to mark it from the point of the infraction. Wow. So it. Not going to be a whole lot of difference here. Would have been second down and 8. Instead, it's going to be first down and 10. So basically, it comes out to a 0 yardage on the penalty for the Ava Bears. Ball back to the 33-yard line. That's about a yard behind the line of scrimmage. So first down should be first and 11 here for the Thayer Bobcats. We're down to 9:20 to play in the first half. Thayer sends two receivers wide to the far side. Grimes is in the slot. White is the wideout. Pitts, the tight end on the near side. Here's Haven rolling to the outside, throwing this ball down the field. It is caught by Lane Grimes into the end zone. Touchdown. Lane Grimes with a great catch on the far side as he went up high in the air, took it away from the defender, and that'll go as a 34-yard touchdown throw. Jace Haven, with pressure right in his face, threw a strike to Lane Grimes for the touchdown. And Thayer takes a 12-0 lead here with 9:12 to play in the first quarter. So Thayer Bobcats up by 2 touchdowns. They line up here in the swinging gate. They're going to go for 2. Haven sends the man in motion. Haven takes it, rolling to his right, looking to throw it. Now just going to tuck it, try to get to the pylon, and he is into the end zone untouched. Jace Haven on the 2-point conversion. And the Thayer Bobcats lead it 14-0. We'll take a timeout. We'll be back with a kickoff in just 30 seconds on the Ecom Sports Network.
We all have them, problems with our automobiles, tractors, trailers, and UTVs, so maybe you need a doctor. Not a medical doctor, but a car doctor. I have a prescription. It's the Car Doctor 2, north of Thayer on 63. Auto repair, maintenance, flat tires, alignments, trailer repair, AC problems, you name it. Just call Corey or Steve, and they'll pick up and deliver your rig. Should you break down, they offer roadside assistance. Well, that's what the doctor ordered. Car Doctor 2 has the technology to program GM and other models for optimal performance, and they're open on Saturdays until noon.
Now, more Bobcat football on K-Country 95.
9:21 to play in the first half there. Bobcats have put their second touchdown on the board. It was Jace Haven, Elaine Grimes, 34 yards for the touchdown. And Haven with two touchdown passes here in his first start of the year. That's not a bad way to come back. They're getting ready to kick it off again to the Ava Bears. Ava offense had something going on the last possession, but the Bobcats stopped them on a fourth down and four. They get the ball back and in good field position. Thayer goes in, scores the touchdown. They lead it now 14-0 after the two-point conversion by Jace Haven. And Cale the leg, Willison tees it up. And this time he's going to kick it deep. Ball is angling toward the sideline. It's taken by the back over there at the 20. And he's going to hand. Oh, my goodness. What a hit by the Thayer Bobcats. Number one coming across the field. Handed it off to somebody there. They're going to try and run the old X play like Thayer does. And number eight, Ashton Stout, says, don't hand me that ball like that again. The Thayer Bobcats absolutely put the smackdown on him. It was Mikhail Cray, I believe, got down there. As soon as he took the handoff, he put the helmet right between the shoulder blades and drove him down.
They might want to redraw that play.
I tell you, that was a smackdown. A slobber knocker.
That was a slobber knocker.
That was a slobber knocker. First and 10, Ava Bears. They hand it off up in the middle. The fullback will bring it out about to the 24-yard line. That is Lyerly, the freshman, number 33, getting the start at tailback here for Coach Spofford and the Ava Bears. About 2 yards on the pickup for Lyerly. And Jackson Willison making the tackle for the Thayer Bobcats. Jackson in there playing on the nose now. Not only does he run tailback, he plays nose tackle. And actually, he's playing on the outside now in the three-man front. Big dog Bobby Dale playing in there on the nose. And Zach Jones on the far side. I've got four linebackers. Ava on a second down and eight. Here's the quarterback, Richards, trying to keep it, and he's going to get out across the 25 to about the 27-yard line. Pick up about 3 on the play for Richards. Richards now about 23 yards rushing on 8 carries tonight, and that really has been the offense for Ava. Quarterback just running the ball. Third down at about 5. Now, Thayer Bobcat defense looking for another stop. A lot of time left in this second quarter. 8:08 to go. Play clock just gets started. Ava looking to the sideline. Thayer Bobcats with Chris Cray in there at safety. Cornerbacks are Lane Grimes and looks like Jesse White on the far side. No, linebacker crew for Thayer is really good. Ava here in a double wing with a fullback in the backfield. And going in motion. They'll pitch it to him. That is number 12. He's trying to get to the first down marker. Gets it across the 30. First down all the way out to the 35-yard line. Fumble the football on the Thayer Bobcats. Say they recover. Number 12 on the carry. That is Blaine Mendel. And got the first down, and then the ball came out. Is he going to give it to Thayer, or is he going to be Ava ball? No, it is Thayer Bobcat ball. Thayer Bobcat force a fumble on the sideline, and Thayer recovers. That might have been Landon Madden who made the recovery. Anyway, it's going to be Thayer Bobcat ball at the Ava 35-yard line. So Thayer forces a break here, and Jace Haven and that offense trotting back out on the field with a lot of time left, 7:40 to go in the half. They are looking to go up by 3 touchdowns here on the defending SCA champion Ava Bears. Coming up, we'll have your Thayer PCN halftime report, and we'll take a look at some of the other games going on around the region. Mike Robertson will be at the helm back at the studio. And now we're going to get a timeout call by the Thayer Bobcats. Thayer takes a timeout here. Coach Billy Weber wants to talk to his troops. Thayer Bobcats lead it 14-0 over the Ava Bears with 7:40 to play in the first half. We'll be back in just 30 seconds on the Ecom Sports Network.
Let's talk dental care for a moment. You want the best, you want quality, and you want it affordable. That's what you get at Thayer Dental Care. They offer same-day service on crowns without the messy impressions or temporaries. Same-day single tooth replacement with implants or denture stabilization with traditional implants through their state-of-the-art in-house denture lab. They even have Invisalign. Call Thayer Dental today with questions or to schedule an appointment. 417-264-7266. Located in downtown Thayer and Walnut Ridge.
Now, more Thayer Bobcat football with Mike Crace. Anywhere, anytime. K-Country 95.
Well, Thayer Bobcats with a first and 10 at the Ava 35-yard line. We get a new possession after the Bobcats recover the fumble. Haven straight back looking to throw. Throws this one deep down the field. It is caught and touchdown, Thayer Bobcats. Jace Haven throwing a strike. And who was that caught that ball? For the Thayer Bobcats, it was... Who was it?
Jordan Madden.
Jordan Madden, number 25, makes the catch and dives into the end zone. Thayer Bobcats score that time from 35 yards out. Is that right?
Yeah.
35 yards out. Thayer Bobcats with a touchdown strike, and that's now touchdown throws of 34, 35, and 10 yards for Jace Haven. I think the All-Stater is not making a difference. Wow. Not saying the Landry Pitts wouldn't have made those same throws, but Haven just put the right amount of arch, and he hit Madden in stride for the touchdown. Here's an extra point try. Kick is up, and this one is good. Leg Wilson puts it right through the upright. The Thayer Bobcats lead it now by a score of 21-0 over the Ava Bears on a 35-yard touchdown throw from Jace Haven to Jordan Madden. We'll be back with our second, with another kickoff in just 30 seconds on the Ecom Sports Network.
Ozarka College, with campuses in Melbourne, Ash Flat, Mammoth Spring, and Mount View, Arkansas, has a degree plan just for you. They offer surgical technology, nursing, automotive and diesel mechanics, teaching, culinary arts, agriculture, aviation, welding, and the list goes on. And with the Carpenter Technical Center, now open in Ash Flat, new opportunities are just around the corner. If you need a flexible schedule, check out Ozarka's many online offerings. Learn more at ozarka.edu. Ozarka College, your story starts here.
Now, more Bobcat football on K-Country 95.
Well, the Ava Bears fumbled the ball at their own 35-yard line. Thayer Bobcats came back, and on the first play from scrimmage, went for it all. And right down the middle of the field, Jordan Madden makes a catch at the goal line, falls into the end zone. And Jace Haven, in his first game as a Bobcat quarterback, has thrown three touchdown passes, one of 10 yards, one of 34, and one of 35. And two different Bobcats have scored touchdowns. Madden's got two of them, and Grimes with one. Here, Cale Willison's got it teed up at the 40-yard line, kicking it back to the Ava Bears, who really haven't gotten anything at all started offensively. They kick it to the left side, and the back out there, number one, making a nice run. Going to bring this ball all the way out to about the 34-yard line. That was number one again for the Ava Bears, Wyatt Johnson. That time he kept it instead of handing it off. And returns it out to the 34-yard line. So Ava, pretty good field position here for a first and 10. And that Bobcat defense back out on the field. They forced one turnover tonight with a big hit on the sideline run, recovered the fumble, and then took it in for the touchdown on the next play. First and 10, Ava Bears. Richards again at quarterback. Got Lyerly behind him at the tail. They're going to hand it to number 26 coming to the other side. That is Miles. And Miles is going to get all the way out to the 40-yard line. Number 26 for the Ava Bears. Now that is Colby Miles with a nice run on first down. They went to the wing back, coming around the backside of the formation. About a 6-yard pickup out to the 40-yard line. Ava now with a second down and 4. Very manageable offensive play here. Play clock down to 25 seconds as they get the play in from the sideline. Richards again up under center. There goes the man in motion. He'll hand it to the motion man again. This time it's number 12, Mendel. Trying to get to the outside, stops, and then dives up to about the 47-yard line. We got a penalty flag down on the play. Coming after the whistle, we have a penalty flag down, and that usually means a late hit in there somewhere. Mendel got all the way out to the 43-yard line, so he picks up about 4 yards. We'll see what the penalty is going to be. Holding against the Ava Bears. Well, that hurts. Instead of a third down and 1, they're going to have a second down and, what, about 11. Mendel on the carry there. Picked up 4, but it'll be nullified by the holding call. And they'll mark off 10 yards from the point of the infraction. It's actually going to end up, when it's all said and done, being second down and 10 for the Ava Bears. Well, second down and 10 after the holding call on Ava. We're down to 6:42 to play in the first half here. Thayer Bobcats already leading 21-0. Over the Ava Bears in a game that they really need to win. If they want to stay in that SCA race and stay on top of the heat, they are trying to get to 4-0 in conference play. Richards getting the play in from coaches on the sideline. Lyerly will be the back in the backfield. A double wing formation again here for Ava. Number 26, Miles, and number 12, Mendel, are the wingbacks. They got a man split wide to the near side. They're going to give it to the wing back. This one is number 26 again. Gets a nice run. Breaks it all the way out across the 45 to the 49-yard line. Number 26, Kobe Miles, with another good run. That is a 14-yard pickup and a first down for the Ava Bears. Griffin Willison making the tackle with the Thayer Bobcats out around the 48-yard line. So they got something going here with those running, getting it to the wingbacks. That was a nice run that time by number 26, Colby Myers. Miles. I'd get him the ball again right here. Lyerly is the fullback. Running a little option. Quarterback's going to keep it. Richard trying to get to the outside. Turns the corner across the 50, down to the 45, 44-yard line. So Ava again, out between the 40s, getting some good runs. Picks up seven on the play, make it eight. Second down and about two for the Ava Bears, who've got something going here offensively for the first time. Well, second time, actually. They had the ball moving it before the fumble on the last possession. Second down and about two. Thayer Bobcat defense looking to get a stop here. Thayer'd like to get the ball back. 5.5 minutes to go before the intermission. Remember, Ava, if they could march it down and score here, they'll also get the ball to start the second half. They could climb right back in this game. Here's the give, going to be up the middle this time. Ball goes to Lyerly. Lyerly gets it down to the 40. Picks up about two on the play. Make it four on the play. And that'll be a first down for the Ava Bears. Ava on a second and two. They pick up about three. They'll mark him down actually at the 41 of the Thayer Bobcats. And Thayer making more substitutions defensively here. Jackson Willison back in the game. That's like number 27, Cale Crawford, coming off the field. Coach Billy Weber getting a lot of fresh legs out there on the field, keeping that defense fresh, especially up on that defensive line. First and 10 for the Ava Bears. Zach Richards, the quarterback, up under center. Got a man going in motion. He's going to hand it to Lyerly again. No, they're going to keep it and pitch it to number 12, Miles. Miles hitting the backfield, gets away from that one, but he can get smacked down at the 40-yard line. All that is going to end up with about a one-yard pickup for number 12. That is Blaine Mendel. Mendel picks up about a yard on the play. Jordan Madden making a good defensive play there. Hit him in the backfield. He spun out of that tackle, but then got met right at the line. Falls ahead for a yard pickup. Second down and a long eight for the Ava Bears. Number four coming in, Mason Cole. He'll line up wide on the near side. Number 26, Colby Miles, will be on the wing on the far side. Number 12, Blaine Mendel, on the wing on the near side. And again, number 33, the freshman Jacob Lyerly in the backfield on the play. There's an illegal motion on Ava, no flag down. Quarterback Richards is going to keep it and carries it across the line of scrimmage up to about the 37-yard line. A pickup of about three on the play for Ava. I thought the back in the backfield moved early, but no penalty flag came down. Brings up a third down and seven now. This is where the Thayer Bobcat defense is so good. Third down yardage, they really... And Coach Weber likes to win on first down, and this time they did. They only gave up a yard run. But, boy, third down, that's a big play for the defense. That's when they throw up that big green brick wall. Third down and about seven for the Ava Bears here with 3:24 to go in the first half. They are leading already 21-0. Richards brings them to the line. Single setback again on the double wing. And Richards is going to keep it, trying to get to the corner. Austin Green hits him once. He gets away from that and dives ahead. He might have got the first down.
Going to be close.
Yeah, going to be pretty close. This kid should run the ball. Zach Richards, who was the back in the backfield, had to move the quarterback. And they're going to mark him just shy of the first down marker by a yard. So fourth and a yard for the Ava Bears here at the Thayer Bobcat 31-yard line. And Ava's going to call a timeout here, it looks like. No, the official just stopping the clock. No timeout. 20 seconds on the play clock as Ava gets it in from the sideline. 2:44 to go in the first half. Bears looking to convert here. Thayer Bobcat defense looking for a stop on a fourth down and one. Richards, the quarterback, will hand it off. No, he's going to keep it. He's going to get stopped in the backfield. It will not be enough. Stopped in the backfield is Richards, the quarterback. Mean Austin Green making the play for the Thayer Bobcats. And I believe the big dog Bobby Dale will come knifing in there too. Along with Landry Pitts and officials looking at it. And they're going to bring on the change. But I don't think, well, I don't know. He got a pretty good spot. Landry Pitts was in there on that tackle as well. And they might have got enough here when they ended up with the spot of the ball. Pretty favorable spot here for the Ava Bears. And they'll bring on the chains to measure. And they're going to stretch it out as the official puts the ball or the tape down right at the 40-yard line. And we'll see. It's going to be just enough, I believe. I think they're going to get it by about two or three inches. Oh, no, it's short. It is short. The officials are looking at it. And the Thayer Bobcats.
As close as it could possibly
be. No, they gave him a first down. That couldn't have been by more than a half an inch.
No.
Man, oh, man. And again, a favorable spot for the Ava Bears there. So another set of downs for the Ava Bears. Takes it down to the 30-and-a-half-yard line with 2:38 to go in the first half. Thayer Bobcats had a shutout last week. If they shut out the Kabul Bulldogs, they'd like to get another one here. Ava threatening as they threaten to get into the red zone. Deepest penetration of the game so far for the Ava Bear offense. Richard, again, up under center. Gives a fake. Now looking to punch it to the outside. Gets hit at the line. Going to be brought down. But a penalty flag coming down. And got a fumble on the play. Recovered by Chris Cray for the Thayer Bobcats. But the play was blown dead early. And we may have a face mask here. Because that's what it looked like. Richard's. Yeah, it's going to be a face mask. I thought it looked like his helmet turned. And somebody just reaching out to make the play accidentally got him out of the face mask. So we're going to see. They're talking to the Bobcat coaches. There was a fumble on the play, and the Bobcats recovered. But there was a face mask. And why are they going to mark this off against Ava? What in the world is going on here? The penalty apparently is a hold on Ava. Oh, wow. So they did not call it a fumble. They blew that play dead early because that ball came out of there way before he went to the ground.
I sure didn't see it.
And there was a holding call on Ava, and that backs them all the way up to the 42-yard line. So it is first and 21 for the Ava Bears here with 2:10 to play in the first half. Tough break there for the Ava Bears. And a good break for the Thayer Bobcat defense. Not a lot of plays in the playbook for a first and 21, unless you ask the legend, Coach Meek, and he'll tell you every play is a possibility. No. And now Ava's going to call a timeout. All right, timeout on the field with a minute 54 to play in the first half. Thayer leads Ava 21-0. We'll be back in 1 minute on the Ecom Sports Network.
There are some real estate agents out there who have no idea what they're talking about.
It's like a little tour. This house is pre-owned. That is ceiling. Got some Crohn's molding. The foyer.
Do you mean foyer?
Ah.
And then there are RE/MAX agents who have all the experience and the knowledge to take you from for sale to sold. It's why no one in the world sells more real estate. RE/MAX. Don't worry. We've done this a million times. Start your search today with the new RE/MAX app. Each office independently owned and operated.
Keep the change.
Keep the change.
Keep the change.
Saving has never been easier. With your new Keeps account, you save every time you spend. Each debit card transaction from your Keeps spending account is rounded up to the nearest dollar. The difference is then automatically deposited into your Keeps savings account. Buy the things and keep the change at KeepsAccount.com. A new account from Southern Bank. Member FDIC.
And we're back. Ava Bears running the play. They give it on a pitch, trying to get to the outside. Nice the move there by number 12, Blaine Mendel. And picks up a little bit of yardage on the play. Actually going to pick up about, 7 yards. And a first and 21 will turn into a second down and 15. So give him 6 yards on the play. Minute 35 to go in the first half. Ava Bears, their deepest penetration of the night into the Bobcat into the field. They've got it at the 36-yard line on the second down now and 15. They're not getting any hurry here. Clock is running with a minute 22 to play in the first half. Second down and 15 for Ava. Richards has gone all the way at quarterback. And they send a man in motion. They're going to give it to the fullback. No, Richard's going to keep it, trying to get to the 30. Does, and gets all the way down to about the 27-yard line. Another nice run by the quarterback for the Ava Bears. That is Zach Richards. And he'll pick up 5, 6, 7, 8 more yards. Brings up a third down and doable. Third down and 6 here for the Ava Bears. And the clock is down under a minute to go in the first half. And Ava, again, not really getting in any kind of a hurry. Down by 3 touchdowns. Opportunity to get a touchdown here and then get the ball to start the second half. Third down and 6. Got a man coming in motion. Going to give it right up the middle. That's not going anywhere. Maybe a yard on the gain for Lyerly. Lyerly, the freshman, picks up a couple right up the gut, and it brings up fourth down. And we're down to 24 seconds to go, and Ava, again, not getting in a big hurry. This is probably going to be the final play of the first half. Fourth and 2 for the Ava Bears. 12 seconds. They're going to get the playoff. And quarterback Richards looking to throw. He's looking downfield, going to the end zone. This ball is way overthrown. And we're going to get an offensive pass interference on Ava for
number
a push.
13, I believe.
Yeah, the Ava receiver reached out and pushed the defender. And there was no way he was going to get to that ball anyway. It was way overthrown. But Thayer's going to get the ball here. And 3.6 seconds left in the ballgame. It is offensive pass interference. Thayer will decline it. So the Thayer Bobcat defense has held again on fourth down and short yardage. They hold the Ava Bears, and Thayer with 3 seconds left, up 21-0. He's going to get the ball back here. 3.6 seconds to go. And I think, I don't know for sure, but up by 3 touchdowns, I believe if you're Thayer, you just take a knee right here. They might go for it all on one play, but I think probably just take a knee, and looks like they're going to line up here in a victory, well, not a victory formation, it's just halftime, but they're in a power eye, and now, yep, Haven just takes a snap, takes a knee. Clock didn't start, now it does. That's going to be the final play of the first half. Thayer Bobcats lead the Ava Bears by a score of 21-0. All Thayer Bobcats here in the first half. Well, come time for the Thayer Pizza Inn halftime report. We'll be back, talk about the first half scoring in this one. We'll have your first half stats and a whole lot more. The Thayer Pizza Inn halftime show starts now on Ecom Sports Network.
Pizza Inn of Thayer supports our local home team, and you know they've got a lot more than just pizza. They've got pasta, wings, salads, subs, desserts, and if it's on the menu, they'll deliver it. They're open 11 a.m. to 8 p.m. Sunday through Thursday and until 10 o'clock on Friday and Saturday nights. You can order online at pizzainn.com. Pizza Inn of Thayer with dine-in, carry-out, and delivery. 417-264-3800 or visit pizzainn.com and order online. Go Bobcats, and good luck throughout the 2020 season.
The last place you want to be is in the dentist chair. And they know that at Mammoth Spring Dental. So they go out of their way to take the anxiety out of the dentist appointment. They want you to feel relaxed and comfortable. So their skilled dentist, Dr. Kersey, dental hygienist, Shelby, and the great staff, Debbie, Stephanie, Holly, and Cindy, they treat you like family. Mammoth Spring Dental. Stop in or call 870-625-3262 for an appointment. Mammoth Spring Dental. Come as a patient, leave as a friend.
When life gets busy, which, let's be honest, when isn't it? Getting by the bank before it closes can be tough. Did you know FNBC offers mobile deposit, making it quicker and easier to deposit checks? That's right. Simply snap a picture of a check anytime, anywhere, and deposit it directly into your FNBC account through our mobile banking app. It's just another way we prove the value of a banking partnership with FNBC. You and FNBC's mobile deposit, better together.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Now there's even more reasons Knox Orthopedic should be your clinic of choice for orthopedic care. Doctors Knox, Rawls, and McConnell welcome Dr. Don Franklin to their team of highly experienced and trained orthopedists. Dr. Franklin, a sports medicine fellow, looks forward to helping you return to productive, pain-free work, play, and enjoyment of life. Appointments are available in West Plains and Mountain Home.
We can fix that. Check us out, KnoxOrthopedics.com.
Bobcat football continues now. Here's Mike Crace. Anywhere, anytime. K-Country 95.
Well, Thayer Bobcats lead the Ava Bears here 21-0 as we take the halftime intermission, the Thayer Pizza Inn halftime report. And it's been all Thayer Bobcats, although it seems like Ava's had the ball most of the first half. And the total yardage is pretty much even up here in the first half of the game. Again, Thayer leading 21-0. Here's how they scored in the first quarter. Thayer took their first possession for a 3-and-out. Second possession, they got the ball in really good field position after a good punt return by Jordan Madden. And with 6:35 to play in the first quarter, Thayer put their first points on the board. Chase Haven hit Jordan Madden for a 10-yard touchdown pass, and the extra point was no good. It went wide right. Thayer Bobcats led 6-0 at the end of the first quarter. Thayer with 2 second-quarter touchdowns. It was Haven hitting Lane Grimes for a 34-yard touchdown as Grimes out-wrestled the defender for the ball at the 5-yard line and then took it into the end zone with 9:21 to play. Thayer hit a 2-point conversion, and they led it 14-0 at that point. It was Chase Haven took it in for the two-point conversion on the run to the right side. And then after the Bobcats recovered a Ava fumble with 7:31 to go, first play after the fumble, Chase Haven hits Jordan Madden for a 35-yard touchdown right down the middle. Beautifully thrown ball, beautiful over-the-shoulder catch, and Madden got it into the end zone and then the extra point was good. Thayer leads 21-0 here at the half. Bobcats outscore Ava. Outscored them, 14-0 in that second quarter. And the Bobcat defense now, and I'd have to look at what point in the game Salem scored, but Thayer put four quarters of shutout football, two quarters tonight, so far six in a row that I know of, and it may be seven in a row of shutout football. That Bobcat defense is just really, really good. Again, Thayer leads it here at the half by a score of 21-0. We'll come back, take a look at our first half stats in just 2 minutes on the Thayer Pete Sand Halftime Show.
Are you getting tired of driving the same old car, the same old truck, or the same old SUV every day? Sounds to me like you're in the mood to trade. Why don't you head out to Oregon County Cars in Thayer? They got a great selection of trucks, cars, and SUVs on the lot right now. And you know, they're offering a free 3-month, 3,000-mile powertrain warranty on all vehicles sold. And Oregon County Cars is also a collision repair estimate center and detail service. Oregon County Cars in the old Kurtz Cars location in Thayer. Stop by and see them today. Monty's Outdoors in West Plains has got you covered this sports season. That's right. Shop at Monty's, where you'll find Under Armour cleats, sports socks, compression wear, backpacks, sack packs, ball caps, and much more. Find Wilson footballs, softballs, and equipment as well. Visit with Monty's about outfitting your team or youth organization with custom uniforms, booster apparel, game equipment, and more. Monty's Outdoors in the Southern Hill Shopping Center in West Plains.
Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, we have it all for you. Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, where we love what we do. All the products that you want at a price you can't afford. Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, we're more than up on store. Garden, clothing, pet supplies, farm and household too. Fencing, automotive, hey, we deliver too. Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply since 1974. Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, we're more than up on store.
Simmons Bank is proud to support the Bobcats. Simmons believes that healthy, vibrant communities don't just happen on their own. They happen when people make investments in each other, because we accomplish more together than we do alone. Simmons Bank, member FDIC.
Simmons Bank is here for all the Bobcat fans. Simmons Bank takes pride in helping customers realize their dream to buy the perfect home, start a business, or save for a child's college education. Visit a branch or get more information online at SimmonsBank.com. Simmons Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Now, more Bobcat football on K-Country 95.
Well, Thayer Bobcat band out on the field entertaining the folks here at Lewis Bosman Field tonight on a beautiful night for football. And so far, Thayer Bobcat fans are having a good time. They lead it 21-0 over the Ava Bears. Take a look at the individual stats for you. Well, let's take a look at the team stats first. Ava Bears have not thrown, well, they threw the ball one time. It was incomplete, so no passing yards in the first half for the Ava Bears. Running the football, they've got 112 yards rushing in the first half, led by their quarterback. That is Richards. He has 48 yards rushing. Mendel with 28 yards rushing. Miles has got 23. And Lyerly with 13 on six carries. For the Thayer Bobcats, they have 153 total yards in the first half. And it's almost split right down the middle. 77 rushing, 76 passing. Haven is 3-for-5 for 3 touchdowns and 76 yards in the first half. He's also ran the ball a couple of times three times for 12 yards in the first half. So 77 yards rushing, 76 passing, 153 total for the Thayer Bobcats. Bobcats led rushing by Jackson Willison. Willison with 36 yards on 8 carries. 4 carries and 29 yards for Jordan Madden, and 3 carries, 12 yards for Jace Haven. So not a whole lot of numbers to put up, but the reason being, Thayer has played on the short field more often than not tonight. They got the ball on the fumble recovery at the Ava 35. They held them on downs. They got the ball in good position. So And then a good punt return got the ball. First down, one of the touchdowns came after a good punt return that gave the Bobcats the ball on the 17-yard line. So it's just kind of been one of those nights. Thayer's had short fields for most of their touchdown drives. Thayer again leads it 21-0. There are a lot of other games going on around the region tonight. We're going to kick it back to the Ecom Sports Center and see we got some scores on some of those other games. Some of them may not be at the half yet. It's been a very quick first half of football here at Lewis Bosman. So let's take a timeout. You're listening to the Thayer Pizza Inn Halftime Report on the Ecom Sports Network.
What happened to paying one price and getting everything included? You buy an airline ticket and pay extra to bring a change of clothes, book a hotel room, and you're shelling out for Wi-Fi and overpriced bottled water. Really? Imagine my delight when I found out roadside assistance is now included with my shelter insurance auto policy. So if I get a flat tire and need a jump, I just call and they take care of me. There's no additional cost, but some restrictions apply.
Hey, this is Capri. Come see us at Roger Foley's office at 201 Mammoth Street in Thayer, Missouri.
The most intimidating thing I faced in my adult life was being a first-time homebuyer. I had questions, fears, anxieties, until I found Century 21 Combs & Associates, and then everything fell into place. From finding the perfect property to negotiating contracts, finding a lender, and closing, the entire process went seamlessly. The team at Century 21 Combs & Associates have done nothing short of change my life. I'm a homeowner because of their hard work and dedication. Call them today, 417-264-7000. Farming is a way of life, and State Farm agent Scott Cecil gets that. State Farm's farm policies are designed to deliver broad and flexible coverage customized to how you run your operation. So protect what you've worked so hard to build with Scott Cecil. He's proud to tailor coverage to meet the vast needs of your farm. Contact State Farm agent Scott Cecil at 151 East Walnut in Thayer or 301 LaRue in Donovan for a quote or to get more information. Get to a better state. Get State Farm.
Proud to help sponsor the Bobcat Coach's Corner each week is Cruz Livestock, a licensed and bonded livestock order buying company. Give Marty Cruz a call for any of your cattle purchase needs at 417-274-7719. That's 417-274-7719. Or catch Marty any Tuesday at the Ozark Regional Stockyards in West Plains. Good luck, Coach Weber, and the Thayer Bobcat football team.
Well, good evening. Again, this is your Pizza Inn of Thayer Halftime Report. We're going to update you on some of the scores. Of course, if you didn't catch the score here, it is Thayer leading Ava at the half 21-0. The West Plains Zizzers at Parkview tonight. Last report there, they were leading 21-7. Houston Tigers in a game at Midway, Cass Midway, lead 7-0. Now, that game was, they just added that to their schedule after the Willow Springs Houston game was canceled earlier this week. Mountain Home celebrating homecoming tonight, and they're in a tough one there. Van Buren leading Mountain Home 17-14. Let's see, we got Batesville leading Forest City 21-0. And in baseball right now, it is, looks like, the top of the fifth inning, and the Yankees and Rays are tied at one apiece. And that is the decisive game five of that series. Winner will move on to take on Houston in the American League Championship Series. So that gets you updated on all the area scores that we have right now. We'll be sure to keep you updated as we get more in here on your Pizza Inn of Thayer Halftime Report.
Social distancing effectiveness from Pete's Inn and Thayer, two different options. Option one, curbside pickup option. Place your order over the phone or online, and then simply call the store when you arrive, and they'll bring your order out to you. Pay online or over the phone to limit interaction. Option number two, contactless delivery option. If you'd like to leave your order outside of your house, let them know where when you place your order. Call 417-264-3800 or visit PizzaInn.com to place your order for Pete's Inn of Thayer.
So you're ready to finance a new home, but you don't quite know where to start. Community First has a variety of mortgage loan programs to fit every home buyer. Whether it's your first home, your dream home you've always wanted, or refinance the one you already own, Community First has a plan that's right for you. And with interest rates at historic lows, it's a great time to finance. Make an appointment today with a Community First Banking Company location near you in West Plains, Mountain Grove, or Thayer. Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC. Charlotte Allen with Allen Supported Living has worked with children and adults with developmental disabilities since 1992. They provide individualized support living services, personal assistance, respite, and community integration services in Thayer, Alton, West Plains, Donovan, and the area. If you have questions, call Charlotte. They'll be happy to help link you with the services and resources available. Call Allen Supported Living at 417-264-7203. And go Bobcats!
You've heard the expression, an apple a day keeps the doctor away, but sometimes a regular visit to your doctor keeps problems away. Same goes for your automobiles, tractors, trailers, and UTVs. They need a little TLC, and there's no better place than the Car Doctor 2 to get that done. Oil changes, flats, any kind of minor or major auto repair, alignments, trailer repair, AC problems, the Car Doctor 2 on North Highway 63 in Thayer can make things healthy again. By the way, the Car Doctor 2 is now a Missouri Safety Inspection Station, and they're open on Saturdays until noon.
Well, just before we send it back out to the stadium there with Mike and Mike, did get an update here. Liberty now leading Kabul at the half, 7-0.
Now, more Thayer Bobcat football with Mike Crace. Anywhere, anytime. K-Country 95.
Yeah, I was going to update you there, too, Mike. Just got a text from Alex Rutledge, as a matter of fact, who's over at the Liberty game tonight. Liberty leading Kabul 8-0 at the half over at the Eagles Nest, I believe. I believe that game being played at Liberty. All right, just a couple of minutes left here in the Thayer PCN halftime report. Thayer Bobcats lead Ava 21-0 at the intermission. Thayer trying to get to 4-0 in the conference and remain in sole possession of first place with just two conference games remaining. Now, we do know now, apparently, that the Thayer Bobcat Willow Springs game for next week has been canceled due to the COVID in the Willow Springs. I know if you listen to the OMC Orthopedic Bobcat pregame show, Coach Weber said he thought that was probably going to happen, and we'll get more information from Coach Weber after the ball game. And it looks like Thayer, at least the rumor here in the press box, is they're going to go to Festus, Missouri, up near St. Louis, and play St. Pius. So we'll see how that works out. We'll get more information from Coach Weber. And then, of course, the final week of the regular season, October 23rd, Mountain Grove Panthers come to Thayer, and that's when homecoming activities will be held. Homecoming parade that afternoon at 2, crowning before the game, and, of course, the homecoming game with the Mountain Grove Panthers on October 23rd. I want to say thanks to your Thayer Bobcat boosters helping to bring you the ballgame tonight. They include the Steak and Shake in West Plains, Miro Towing, Garage, and Mobile Truck Service in Thayer. The Farmers Insurance Group, Stephen Clark in Thayer, Legacy Auto Body Incorporated of Thayer, Freeman and Woolsey Well Drilling and Pump Service in Thayer, Farm Bureau Insurance, your agent Zach Barton in Thayer and Alton, the Country Cottage Cafe, the official lunch side of the Thayer Bobcat broadcast crew, Active Chiropractic and Acupuncture, Dr. Jacob Ekman in Thayer, the Thayer Walmart, Forstler's True Value and Napa Auto Parts in Thayer, Fred O'Neill, attorney at law, and the 11 Point River Title Company, the First Baptist Church of Mammoth Spring, the Carter Funeral Home in Thayer. Thayer and West Plains, actually. The Sunset Salon and Barbering in Thayer. Langley Animal Clinic in Thayer. Penny Lane Accounting of Thayer. The Shipwreck Event Center in Thayer. Really nice place if you're needing to have an event. You can have it there. The Alton Bank, along with Thayer Plant Food and Thayer Farm Center. The Kitty Corral Daycare and Learning Center. And the Clary Funeral Homes of Thayer, Mammoth Spring, and Alton. Again, we're at the half, 21-0. Thayer Bobcats with a lead over the Ava Bear. We'll take one more break. We'll be back with your second half in just 2 minutes on the Ecom Sports Network.
Let's talk dental care for a moment. You want the best, you want quality, and you want it affordable. That's what you get at Thayer Dental Care. They offer same-day service on crowns without the messy impressions or temporaries. Same-day single tooth replacement with implants or denture stabilization with traditional implants through their state-of-the-art in-house denture lab. They even have Invisalign. Call Thayer Dental today with questions or to schedule an appointment. 417-264-7266. Located in downtown Thayer and Walnut Ridge.
Ozarka College, with campuses in Melbourne, Ash Flat, Mammoth Spring, and Mountain View, Arkansas, has a degree plan just for you. They offer surgical technology, nursing, automotive and diesel mechanics, teaching, culinary arts, agriculture, aviation, welding, and the list goes on. And with the Carpenter Technical Center, now open in Ash Flat, new opportunities are just around the corner. If you need a flexible schedule, check out Ozarka's many online offerings. Learn more at ozarka.edu. Ozarka College, your story starts here.
When you're looking for a real estate agent, you might want someone who has all the knowledge, who knows all the tools, and who sees all the possibilities. When you're looking for an agent who knows all their stuff, then you might want a RE/MAX agent. RE/MAX, don't worry, we've done this a million times. Each office independently owned and operated. There are some real estate agents who rely on technology to do their jobs for them.
I have a question about my listing price.
Estimated wait time, 2 hours.
And then there are RE/MAX agents who are with you every step of the way. RE/MAX, don't worry, we've done this a million times. Each office independently owned and operated.
Pizza Inn and Fair supports our local home team, and you know they've got a lot more than just pizza. They've got pasta, wings, salads, subs, desserts, and if it's on the menu, they'll deliver it. They're open 11 a.m. to 8 p.m. Sunday through Thursday and until 10 o'clock on Friday and Saturday nights. You can order online at pizzainn.com. Pizza Inn and Fair with dine-in, carry-out, and delivery. 417-264-3800 or visit pizzainn.com and order online. Go Bobcats, and good luck throughout the 2020 season.
More Bobcat football on K-Country 95.
And welcome back to Lewis Bosman Field and Thayer. We're ready to get this second half kicked off. The Thayer Bobcats will be kicking off to the Ava Bears. Bears with Richards back deep to receive. The up men are, looks like, number 5, Rylan Dixon, and number 12, that is Blaine Mendel. Well, the Mendel kids run the ball well for the Ava Bears tonight. But the Bears, no points in the first half. Bobcat defense got a little bend but don't break defense mentality going in the first half.
Football is certainly a game of momentum, and Ava has just not been able to build any.
Yeah, exactly.
So far.
I hear the kid going to go to the sidelines, taken by the Ava Bears, but we got a penalty flag coming down, or at least a stop action. Looks like they are going to be offsides on the kickoff. So they'll back him up 5, and Ava ought to get some pretty good field position here after they mark off the 5 yards against the Thayer Bobcats. So Willison will tee it up at the 35-yard line. Illegal procedure on the Thayer Bobcat kicking unit. And Coach Weber, several times that's happened to Thayer this year. And that's, I know, something that they work on every week, and you just can't get in front of the ball before it's kicked. It's not that hard. You just don't do it. Right, here we go. Kickoff attempt again. Richards again, the middleman, back around the 25-yard line for the Ava Bears. So Ava should come out of here with pretty good field position. Willison comes to the ball, puts the foot into it. High end-over-end kick. Going to be taken by the sideline man again at the 25. Out to the 30. Trying to get to the outside. Ooh, going to be hit hard and finally brought down. Good tackle out there by number 8 for the Thayer Bobcats. That is Caden Com. Caden Com trying to win another Hitman Award. He got one earlier in the year, just a freshman. Well, he's a Thayer Bobcat. Actually, a sophomore for these Thayer Bobcats. Caden Com with a good hit. And Ava has it at their own 37-yard line. First and 10. It's been Zach Richards, the quarterback, all night long. The tailback has been the freshman, Lyerly. And the wingbacks, number 12, Blaine Mendel. And number 26, Colby Miles. Number 19 out there at the wideout, Peyton Evans. He is wide to the near side. And number 12, Blaine Mendel, wingback on the near side. Just a single wing here for the Ava Bears as Mendel is lined up in a slot left. First and 10. If you get it to Richards. Richards trying to run. Going to get hit and dragged down by Griffin Willison for the Thayer Bobcats at the 40-yard line. About 2.5. Give him 3 yards on the carry. Zach Richards for the Ava Bears. And Richards now up to 50 yards rushing. He leads all rushers in the game tonight.
He does.
Second down. And about 7 yards to go here for the Ava Bears. Just underway in the second half. Thayer leads it 21-0. Bobcats trying to get to 5-1 on the year and 4-0 in SCA conference play. And we're just underway here in the second half. Ava with Richards in there again at the quarterback. And the tailback is number 33, Lyerly. He's been there all night. They fake a handoff to him. Richards going to keep it. Gets away from a tackle and dives ahead for about a 2-yard pickup, running right up the middle. A little quarterback option. And again, Griffin Willison got there and made the initial hit. And then Bobcats end up making the tackle. Number 14, Landon Madden, makes the play for the Thayer Bobcats. It'll be third down and almost 4. Or third down and a long 4 for the Ava Bears here. First possession of the second half. Bears really have not even come close to scoring tonight. They did get penetration down to about the 30-yard line last time they had it. But the Bobcats stopped them on a 4th-and-2 as time expired in the first half. Third down and 4 for Ava. They're going to give it to the wide man going to the far side. Going to get a 1st down and more. That's number 12, Mendel, all the way across the 50 to the 48-yard line. Mendel with about 11 yards on the pickup and a first down for the Ava Bears. That's that old double wing for you. Fake it to the fullback. Quarterback runs out and then just hands it off to the wingman coming the other way. When I was coaching Mighty Mighty football, well, that was the offense we ran most of the time. That and the old wishbone. They'd run the old wishbone every once in a while. First and 10 for the Ava Bears at the Thayer 47-yard line. Double wing. Man coming in motion. Quarterback Richards is going to keep it. Now looking. Oh, he's going to get hit in the backfield. And he's going to get buried. Boggleby back at the 50-yard line. Jordan Madden again there make the initial hit. And then here came Mean Austin Green along with Landry Pitts and Griffin Willison to make the tackle. It'll be a loss of 3 yards on the play. Second down and 13 out for the Ava Bears. That was good pursuit by the Bobcats. All the way down the line and into the Ava Bears offensive backfield. Number 45 or number 46 going off the field for Ava. 45, Caden Lee. Number 19 comes back on. That is Peyton Evans. I think they targeted him with a pass in the first half. The only pass that Ava's thrown, it was incomplete. Second down and 13, maybe a passing down here. Mendel going in motion, quarterback looking to throw. Bobcat gets some pressure, gets the pitch out. It's on the ground. That should be an incomplete pass. That should be an incomplete pass because he threw it forward, but they're going to call it a muff. And Mendel, number 12, is going to just fall on the ball all the way back at the 44-yard line. That'll be a loss of another 7 yards for Mendel on the play. I thought that ball went forward on the pitch, but the official said, no, it went backwards. So that does count as a run for Mendel. And he will lose 7 on the play, and the Ava Bears are going the wrong way. And it's thanks to great defensive pursuit by the Thayer Bobcat defense. They have really reared their ears back and going after the quarterback. Third down here and practically 20 for the Ava Bears. 8:24 to go in the third. Richards looking to throw. Got some pressure. Gets hit once. Gets hit twice. Finally taken out of bounds. All the way back at the 39-yard line. Griffin Willison. Again, back there making a play for the Thayer Bobcats. And what a play. And Mean Austin Green finally drove him out of bounds. All the way back at the 41-yard line. It'll be a loss of another 4 yards. And it brings up fourth down in about 20. Now, wait a minute. They moved that ball all the way back out to the 44-yard line. He was tackled way back there at the 39. Yeah. You talk about a terrible spot. Anyway, it brings up fourth down, and they was going to punt it away. Jordan Madden and Chris Cray back deep to receive for the Thayer Bobcats. Punter puts a foot into it. High kick is going to drive Cray back. He feels it, now drops it. Picks it up again all the way back at the 10-yard line. Chris Cray got a blocker or two in front, looking to get to the sidelines. He's out to the 20. Sidesteps a tackler and now runs backwards, gets away from another tackler. He's out to 25, fumbles the football, and it looks like the Ava Bears are going to recover it at the 28-yard line of the Thayer Bobcats. But hold the phone. We got a penalty flag way back at the 43. What a run back by Chris Cray.
Good run.
He was jumping around back there. And the penalty ball was recovered by Ava, but there is a penalty flag down back at the 43-yard line. So we'll see what's going to happen here. It may end up being Ava ball anyway. Penalty is a helmet-to-helmet hit, and that is going to be declined by Ava. They're going to take the ball. So Thayer made a helmet-to-helmet hit, and Ava's going to decline the penalty. Apparently was on Thayer, so it's Ava football down at the 28-yard line of the Thayer Bobcats. And Chris Cray trying to make something happen on the punt return. Had that ball punched out of there. He's kind of carrying it out there like a loaf of bread. Somebody got a helmet on it. So Ava, deepest penetration into Thayer territory tonight. They've got a first and 10 at the Thayer 28-yard line.
It was a really good run before that happened.
It was a really good run. And here we go. Ava Bears maintain possession. So Thayer Bobcat offense with 7:20 to go in the third quarter has not had the ball yet. Ava took the kick in the second half. Finally, Bobcat stopped them for a punt. And Ava gets it right back on the fumble. Richards up under center on first and 10. Long set back behind him. We're going to get a penalty here on the Ava Bears. It's illegal procedure. Illegal procedure will be the call against the Bears. That'll back them up 5. So Ava kind of shooting themselves in the foot here in this third quarter. There's a penalty on Ava. They'll bring up a first and 15. Takes the ball back to about the 33-yard line. Going the wrong way are the Ava Bears on the last 3 offensive plays. Got a couple of quarterback sacks. Had a muff on a pitch. And now first and 15 from the Thayer 33-yard line. Bobcats have got the cowbells out, urging their defense to get them another stop here. Richards gets the play in from the sideline, brings his team to the line of scrimmage with 7:19 to go in the third quarter. Here's a give to the fullback running up in the middle. He is going to get hit at the line. Fights his way ahead for a couple of yards. I tell you, for a freshman, this kid runs hard and shows good strength out there. Number 33, the freshman, that is
Lyerly,
Jacob Lyerly. 5'10", 175. Picks up 2 yards on the play. Peyton Mills makes a stop for the Thayer Bobcats. It'll be second down and 13 now for the Ava Bears with just under 7 minutes to go in the third quarter. Again, Thayer Bobcats have not had the ball offensively yet in this third quarter. And the way Ava takes their time, they may not get it in the third quarter. Ava in the double wing formation. They fake it to the fullback. Now the quarterback's going to keep it. Richard runs up in the middle, gets hit at the 30 and stopped right there. Be a pickup of only one for Richards, and the Bobcats stuffing it up in the middle. And who was that? Looks like number 22, Griffin Wilson, came up, made the play for Thayer. But practically no gain. Third down and 12 now for the Able Bears with 6:18 to go in the third. Third down and 12. I think you got to give the ball to number 12, Blaine Mendel. He has shown some good speed and good elusive running. He's on the wing. He goes in motion. They're going to maybe pitch it to him. Richards is going to get hit behind the line, and he's brought down. Big play by the Thayer Bobcats. Jordan Madden. Jordan Madden makes a stop for a 3-yard loss on the option play. And Ava comes now to a fourth down and 14. Obviously, they're going to go for it here inside the 35-yard line. A fourth down again for the Ava Bears. They've had a number of these tonight. 5:38 to go in the third. Thayer Bobcat defense has really played well in this third quarter. They have been lights out. And they're beating the Ava Bears up on that defensive line. There we go. Fourth down and 14 for Ava in the double wing. Quarterback straight back looking to throw. Fakes the throw. Now gets it away. This ball is going to be intercepted. Oh, no. He dropped it. Lane Grimes had a chance at the interception down at the 7-yard line and went right through his hands. So it'll be a Thayer Bobcat ball, and you know, and actually it works out better that he didn't intercept it. Because when he came down, he had to go up high. When he came down, his knee touched, so he would have been down back at the 7. Instead, Thayer's going to get it out at the 32-yard line. A good field position, 32-yard line for a 1st and 10 for the Thayer Bobcats. First down brought to you by the OMC Orthopedic Clinic in West Plains.
We'll say he meant to do that.
He just wanted to knock it down. Just wanted to knock it down.
Stick up for our neighbor.
Yeah, there you go. Bobcats in a power eye here. No, actually, they're not. They're in shotgun with two backs on the right hip of Haven. They give it to Willison. Willison running to the left. Nowhere to go, and now gets buried on the play. Willison got stood up and then got knocked down pretty hard all the way back at the – well, they give him forward progress. Just about to the line of scrimmage. So no gain on the play for Jackson Willison. Bobcats have had a pretty tough time running the ball tonight. Only 76 yards rushing in the first half. And the first play of the second half goes for 0. Willison with 36 yards rushing in the game. Second down and 10 for the Thayer Bobcats. Haven in shotgun here. Man going in motion. Haven spins, fakes a handoff, gives it on the inside. And that looks like Willison again trying to get to the outside. Nowhere to go. He's brought down. Willison again on the carry. No, that was Grimes on the carry that time. Grimes on the carry. He was the motion man, and the play goes for just a yard on the play. So third down and 9 for the Thayer Bobcats. Really, the most success Thayer's had offensively tonight been throwing the football and throwing it over the top. 2 touchdown passes of more than 30 yards tonight for Haven. He's in shotgun here, rolling to his right, looking downfield. Oh, he's got Grimes wide open. Doesn't see him. Throws it across the middle, and the ball is almost intercepted. Flat on his back, number 2, Zach Richards, almost intercepted that ball. And it's going to bring up a 4th down and 9 yards to go for the Thayer Bobcats. And, I mean, Lane Grimes was running wide open down the right sideline, and Haven just didn't see him. And the Thayer Bobcats now going to be forced to punt. So a 3 and out to start the second half for Thayer. Very similar to the first possession of the game when they went 3 and out. Abel will send Zach Richards back deep to receive the kick. He is the only man deep for the Abel Bears here. Haven is the punter. puts the foot into it. A high spiraling kick will come down at about the 39, takes a Bobcat bounce down to the 35. And that's where the Thayer Bobcats will down it right there at the 35-yard line. Ava has it first and 10 at their own 35-yard line. I'll say thanks to the Thayer Bobcats sponsors for bringing you the ballgame tonight, including the FNBC Community Bankers, Monty's Outdoors of West Plains, Thayer Dental Care, who donates $50 for every touchdown the Bobcats score this year, to St. Jude Children's Research Hospital, and so far tonight, $150 for the kids of St. Jude. Thayer leads the game 21-0. Ava's got the ball back here with 3:47 to go in the third quarter, and it's been all Ava as far as time of possession here in the third quarter. Thayer's had it for three plays, two running plays and an incomplete pass. Ava in the double wing, got a man in motion, going to give it to the fullback, Lyerly up in the middle. He'll carry it ahead for about 3 yards in a cloud of dust. And tackle right there by the interior line of the Thayer Bobcat defense. Bunch of folks there making the play. I believe led by Mean Austin Green again. Second down of about 7 for the Ava Bears. Mean Austin Green's been in on a bunch of tackles here tonight. Bobcat defense has played pretty well.
Yes, they have.
Bit undersized up front compared to the Ava Bears. They are huge up on that front line.
And Ava still doesn't seem to be in much of a hurry.
No, they really don't. Down by 3 touchdowns, I would expect to see a more sense of urgency here. They're going to give it to the pitch man. That is Mendel. Mendel trying to get to the outside, cuts it back, hit at the line, dives ahead for 1. Ball comes out. Bobcats recover. Bobcats have got it down to the 25-yard line. A fumble by Mendel. Thayer Bobcats picked it up. Who was that?
Number 14.
Number 14, Landon Madden with a fumble recovery. Takes it down to the 25-yard line, and the Thayer Bobcats have got it back here, and they'll take over in the Community First Banking Company red zone. Ball at the 26-yard line for the Thayer Bobcats. Looking to put a 4th score on the board here, and their first in the third quarter. Again, Landon Madden saw that ball bouncing around on the ground. There was no doubt it was a fumble. And Zach Richards got up pretty slow after that play. Bobcats come out here in a power T formation, double tight set. They pitch it to Madden. Madden running up the right side. He breaks the tackle down to the 20-yard line. That'll be a good 6-yard run for Jordan Madden for the Thayer Bobcats. Mark him down right across the 20, about the 19.5. Second down and a short 4 here for the Thayer Bobcats. 2:38 to go in the third quarter. As you look at the difference in the offenses, of course, Thayer goes to the huddle, but a much more upbeat, a little search of, or a little energy here in the Thayer Bobcat offense. We're just not seeing that from Ava. Again, Bobcats in a power T formation, double tight set. Haven up under center, gives a little outside handoff to Willison. Willison picks his way through the line and all the way down to the 12-yard line. Never did run full speed. He still picks up about 8 yards and a first down for the Thayer Bobcats. Another first down brought to you by the Ozarks Medical Center's Orthopedic Clinic in West Plains. A good run for Jackson Willison.
44.
Puts him up to about 44 yards rushing now on the night. And a first and 10 for the Thayer Bobcats brought to you by Ozarks Medical Center's Orthopedic Clinic. Ball at the 12-yard line. Again, power T for the Thayer Bobcats. Double tight set. Nothing fancy. They give to Jordan Madden. He's got some room to run on the left side. Gets hit at about the 5 and goes down to the 4-yard line. And that'll be a pickup of, about 8 yards on that play. One side official has him down at the 2. Other one says, no, it's about the 3.5. So it ended up being about a 9-yard pickup for Jordan Madden on a 1st and 10. Thayer here with a 2nd down and 1 from inside the 5. Ball right at the 2.5-yard line. In fact, it sits right on the line for the extra point drive. Again, Thayer in the power T formation. Grimes is the fullback, number 24. They turn and give it to Willison. Willison looking to pick his way into the middle. And he stopped back there. He's going to be dropped for a yard loss. Number 12 making the tackle for Ava. That is Blaine Mendel. And a loss of a yard on the play. Makes a 3rd down and 2 yards to go. Ball right on, just inside the 5-yard line. Down to 1:21 to go here in the third quarter. Thayer Bobcats looking to go up 4 touchdowns on the Ava Bears here. And this is only, the 7th play they've run in the entire second half. Full house backfield again. Haven up under center, pitches it to. No, Haven's going to keep it, throws it into the end zone. Touchdown, Jordan Madden. Jordan Madden makes the catch in the end zone. I believe that pass was actually intended for Landry Pitts, who was in the back of the end zone, and Jordan Madden just jumped up and brought it down at the goal line and falls into the end zone for his second touchdown of the night. Jordan Madden on a 5-yard touchdown pass from Jace Haven. And Haven now with 4 touchdown passes on the night. That one from 5 yards. Second one to Jordan Madden. That is actually the 3rd touchdown for Jordan Madden in the ballgame. And Leg Willison in to attempt the extra point. Remember, Haven is the holder. 1 minute to go in the 3rd quarter. Ball back. Kick is up. It is right down the middle and good. The Thayer Bobcats lead it now by a score of 28-0. We'll take a timeout. We'll be back with a kick in 30 seconds on the Ecom Sports Network.
Keep the change.
Keep the change.
Keep the change.
Saving has never been easier. With your new Keeps account, you save every time you spend. Each debit card transaction from your Keeps spending account is rounded up to the nearest dollar. The difference is then automatically deposited into your Keeps savings account. Buy the things and keep the change at keepsaccount.com. A new account from Southern Bank. Member FDIC.
Bobcat football continues now. Here's Mike Crace. Anywhere, anytime. K-Country 95.
Well, I want to say thanks to some more of your Thayer Bobcat boosters helping to bring you the game tonight, including the Kitty Corral Daycare and Learning Center in Thayer, Thayer Plant Food and Thayer Farm Center, the Alton Bank, the Shipwreck Event Center, Penny Lane Accounting, and the Langley Animal Clinic. Also, Sunset Salon and Barbering in Thayer, and the Carter Funeral Homes of Thayer and West Plains. Willison tees it up on the 40-yard line for the Thayer Bobcats. Bobcats just got a fumble recovery at the 25-yard line, and they took it into the end zone in no time. Minute 2 to go here in the 3rd quarter. And Thayer with a 28-0 lead over the Ava Bears, the defending SCA champions. They are trying to stay on top and remain undefeated in conference play. Here's the kick. Going to be taken by the up man at the 35-yard line. Number 4 for the Ava Bears. That is Mason Cole returns it out. And a penalty flag comes down after the play. He brought that ball all the way out to, what about the 45-yard line. And then a penalty flag thrown by one of the side judges. And we'll see what that's going to be. Maybe a late hit out of bounds. The side judge points Thayer's direction. And it will be a personal foul for a late hit out of bounds by the Thayer Bobcats. So that'll add 15 on the end of the run. Personal foul against Thayer. So Ava going to get pretty good field position, but they've had good field position the entire second half. It's just anytime they get down inside that 25, the Thayer Bobcat defense just really picks up their game. And we're down to, just 57 seconds to go in the third, and Thayer pitching a shutout. Penalty's going to take the ball all the way down to the 37-yard line. So Ava was great field position again. Last time they had it here was after the fumble by Cray on the punt return. And the Bobcats knocked them backwards 14 yards before they had to punt it away again. Actually, they fumbled it. So here come the Ava Bears. Richards got a man in motion. Going to give it to Lyerly. No, Richards going to keep it. Gives it to the pitch man. Trying to get to the outside. Cray comes up. Makes a tackle for the Thayer Bobcats. Good play by Chris Cray, the safety. Coming all the way across the field. And he tackles number 26, Colby Myers, or Miles. After a short gain, picked up only 2 on the play. And what a tackle by Chris Cray. He came a long ways to make that play. He had really played well. Was not penciled in at the starter at safety. Of course, that was going to be Jace Haven, but when Haven went down, Cray has stepped in and he has played outstanding at that position all season long. Haven now on a second down and 8. No wideouts on the field. They got a man going in motion. Quarterback's going to keep it and now gets a pitch out. That's the pitch that's caught, but number 12 again going to be brought down right across the line. Blaine Mendel will pick up a couple, maybe 3 on the play. Make it a 3rd down and about 6 yards to go. And again, the Bobcats all over the quarterback before he could even fake the handoff to the fullback. And now Ava's going to call a timeout, talk about it. Timeout on the field. That's the end of the 3rd quarter. I'm sorry. That's the end of 3 quarters of play. Thayer Bobcats 28, Ava Bears nothing. We'll be back with your 4th quarter in 1 minute on the Ecom Sports Network.
The last place you want to be is in the dentist chair. And they know that at Mammoth Spring Dental. So they go out of their way to take the anxiety out of the dentist appointment. They want you to feel relaxed and comfortable. So their skilled dentist, Dr. Kersey, dental hygienist, Shelby, and the great staff, Debbie, Stephanie, Holly, and Cindy, they treat you like family. Mammoth Spring Dental. Stop in or call 870-625-3262 for an appointment. Mammoth Spring Dental. Come as a patient, leave as a friend.
When life gets busy, which, let's be honest, when isn't it? Getting by the bank before it closes can be tough. Did you know FNBC offers mobile deposit, making it quicker and easier to deposit checks? That's right. Simply snap a picture of a check anytime, anywhere, and deposit it directly into your FNBC account through our mobile banking app. It's just another way we prove the value of a banking partnership with FNBC. You and FNBC's mobile deposit, better together.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Now, more Bobcat football on K-Country 95.
And we're back. Ava Bears just ran a play, and again, inside handoff to Wyerly that goes for nothing as Mean Austin Green and Jackson Willison combine on a smackdown. I mean, they laid the smackdown on Wyerly that time. Brought him down, a yard gain. It is fourth down and five now for Ava. This Bobcat defense came to play ball in the second half. First half, it was kind of bend but don't break mentality, but boy, in the second half, they have been lights out. Ava Bears just not able to solve that Bobcat defense at all. Fourth down and five now for Ava at the Thayer 33-yard line. Can they convert and maintain possession of the ball here? Just underway in the fourth quarter. Thayer leading Ava 28 to nothing. Ava on a fourth down and four. They got a man in motion. Quarterback looking to throw the ball. Got some pressure back there. Lets it fly. This ball is intercepted by Cray at the 10-yard line. He gets away from the tackler to the 20 and brought down from behind. Mason Cole makes the play. And Chris Cray, who has a fumble recovery, also has an interception tonight. And the safety has been good for the Thayer Bobcats. Gets a glad hand from Coach Metcalf as he comes off to the sideline. Chris Cray with an outstanding play on the interception. Thayer got it first and 10 at their own 22-yard line. First down brought to you by the Ozark Medical Center's Orthopedic Clinic. And you can credit some of that to the Bobcat defense, who had a mad rush on the quarterback, Richard. He had to just let that one fly. Here we go, first and 10, Thayer in a power eye formation. Willison and Madden in the backfield. Madden move, no flag down. Willison takes a handoff, stops, and gets buried behind the line. It's going to be a loss of about 3 or 4 yards. Bobcats with a deep handoff, and Willison stopped. I thought there might have been a penalty on Thayer there for early movement because the fullback, Madden, flinched on the play just before the ball was snapped. No call. 28-0 Thayer Bobcats with a lead over the Ava Bears here. We play in the fourth quarter, just underway in the fourth. And the Bobcats pitching a shutout again tonight. Big Bobby Dale comes to the left side tackle, probably where the Bobcats run the ball here. Power T formation. They're going to give it to Willison, coming right behind Bobby Dale, gets to the 20. And after about the 21, so back to just about the original line of scrimmage, 3 yards on the play for Willison. Bobcats do not have a 100-yard rusher so far tonight. Willison leads them with 42.
Madden's got
43 and only 6 carries. But to be honest, Thayer hadn't had the ball much in the second half. And they haven't, have they thrown it in the second half? Just a couple of times. Haven here in shotgun. 5 wideouts on the play. Thayer looking to throw the ball. Haven throwing it deep. His man is open. Pitts couldn't make the catch out at the 50-yard line.
Tad bit high.
Yeah, just a tad overthrown. And Pitts, maybe if he kept running instead of turning around and backpedaling, he would have brought that one in. But Thayer went for the downs. It'll bring up fourth down, and the Bobcats will be forced to punt here on a fourth and 11. So nice job by the Ava defense on that possession. Getting the stop, getting the ball back for their offense. 9:42 to play in the game. Jace Haven back to punt for Thayer. Boy, that ball was about a foot too high.
Right play call, right decision.
Yeah,
just a little bit too high.
Just make it work. Here's Haven with a punt. It's an end-over-end kick. Going to be fielded at the 40-yard line by Richard. Richard gets away from the first tackler. Now going to be taken out of bounds right there by Jordan Madden. And Haven having it midfield for another possession here in the fourth quarter. They marked him down at the Thayer 48-yard line. So Richards with about 12 yards on the return, and he'll trot back out there quarterback for the Ava Bears.
Ava's got a lot of injuries right now, but
yeah, they do.
Hats off to the Richards kid. He's doing a little bit of everything.
Yeah, and he's what, up to 42 yards rushing in the ball game, and he really has been about all the offense.
He's wearing a lot of hats, though.
Yes, he is.
Both ends of the
field. A lot of hats. And he's up there again at quarterback. First and 10, Ava. Bobcat defense. Got their ears lowered. Play's going to be run right up in the middle. And going to be a nice gain here for Lyerly. Lyerly going to carry it out to about the 42. And be about a six-yard pickup for Lyerly on first down. Bear Bobcats. They're out there playing defense. Mean Austin Green made the tackle. Looks like he injured a hand a little bit. Got a hold in the funny out there, but you couldn't get him off this field with a pry bar.
Not a chance.
Not a chance.
Not a chance.
Second down and four for Ava. Two wideouts on the far side. Lyerly in the backfield. Man going in motion. Quarterback looked like wanted to hand it off, but now is going to have to run it. Spins his way out of a tackle. Gets to about the 40, and that is it. Pick up about a yard for Lyerly. Going to break up a third down and about two now for the Ava Bears. Or excuse me, it was Richards. I'm sorry. Richards on the carry. Picked up just about one on the play for Ava. Clock down to 8:38 to go here in the football game. Thayer Bobcats looking to take a stranglehold on first place in the conference. If they can manage to finish this one off here, they will be 4-0 in conference play, 5-1 overall, with 2 weeks left in the regular season. Here's the give off to Lyerly this time. He's going to get a first down on a second down or a third down in about two. Lyerly's going to carry it for three and a first down for the Ava Bears. And a nice play in there by the Bobcat defense. Stopped him for a short game, but he didn't need much. So a new set of, downs for the Ava Bears. And we'll say thanks to those of you that are tuning in on the live video stream on our website at ecomnewsnetwork.com. We're glad to have you along for Thayer Bobcat football tonight. Did get a message from Mr. Steve Looney listening down in Florida tonight, watching on the live stream. Here's Ava on the first down. Richards wants to throw. Now we're going to pull it back and throw it. It's almost intercepted again by Chris Cray.
Almost had number two.
Cray almost had another pick. The receiver fell down back there, and Cray had that ball hit him right in the knees. So it'll bring up second down and 10 for the Ava Bears. Bears have yet to complete a pass tonight.
0-4.
0-4 throwing it. But for the third team or second team fullback, that's not a bad night.
No.
And we got that explanation before the game, and it's crazy what Ava's gone through here in the last 2 weeks with injuries. Their second unit fullback has had to move to quarterback, and their...
I listened to it twice, and I still don't know what all.
Yeah, not all. It's all mixed up. But they got a lot of guys playing out of place in their backfield. Second down and 10, Richards. Fakes a handoff, now going to keep it, running to the outside, gets to the 35, up to the 30-yard line, break the tackle to the 25, still on his feet, he's to the 20, 15, it's a foot race to the end zone, and he's going to win it. His quarterback is Richards into the end zone for the touchdown.
About a 36-yard run.
36-yard run for Zach Richards, and a touchdown for the Ava Bears. That'll make it 28-6 with 7:42 to play in the ballgame. So Richards with the touchdown for the Ava Bears. So the Bobcats' scoreless streak ends at what I believe is eight quarters. Maybe even more than that. But it ends right here in the fourth quarter of this game. Thayer Bobcats will not get their fourth shutout of the year. Ava going to go for two on the extra point. Richards again up there at quarterback. Fakes the handoff. Now gives it on a pitch. And they will get in the end zone. No, he did not.
Pretty close.
Pitch went to number 26, Colby Miles, and he did not get into the end zone. Good play out there by Lane Grimes and Chris Cray to keep it from getting into the end zone. So the two-point conversion is no good. Our score remains 28-6. Thayer Bobcats with the lead over the Ava Bears. We'll be back with a kickoff in 30 seconds on the Ecom Sports Network.
The school sports season is upon us. Knox Orthopedics wishes all area athletes an injury-free season, but sometimes the unexpected occurs. The four highly qualified orthopedists, Dr. Knox, Rawls, McConnell, and Franklin, are ready to evaluate and treat your injuries with on-site x-ray, MRI, bracing, and physical therapy. They will get you back on the road to recovery and doing what you love as soon as possible. Knox Orthopedics, appointments available in West Plains and Mountain Home.
We can fix that. Check us out, KnoxOrthopedics.com.
Thayer Bobcat football with Mike Crace. Anywhere, anytime. K-Country 95.
And we're back here at Lewis Bossman Field in Thayer, where the Ava Bears have just scored their first touchdown of the night. Makes the score 28-6. Thayer Bobcats with the lead. And we're down to, 7:42 to play in the ball game. That's the first points of the night for Ava. Came on a Zach Richards, 36-yard touchdown run. A nice play, just running the quarterback option to the right. He ended up going into the end zone on the left side.
He fought for every one of those 36
yards. Yes, he did. Here's the kick going to be taken by the Bobcats. A double handoff, and he hit the ball to Chris Cray. Cray's going. That's Landon Madden. Landon Madden's out to the 45-yard line. Thayer Bobcats with a great run. They ran a little double handoff on that play. And Landon Madden gets it out to the 45-yard line. Nice return of about 20 yards. And the Thayer Bobcat offense back on the field. Jace Haven has gone all night long at quarterback. He got the start, his first start of the year, and he's had a pretty good night. Haven with 4 touchdown passes in his first game of the season. Not a bad night.
Every completion passing has been a touchdown.
that's pretty good average.
Yeah.
Pretty good average. First and
not
10.
A bad night.
First and 10, Thayer Bobcats still coming to power T here. Double tight set. Haven will pitch it to Jordan Madden. Madden looking to get some yardage here. It's out to the 50. Breaks the tackle at the 45. It's to the 40. It's a foot race to the end zone. Madden, a little hesitation, and now gets tackled down at the 16-yard line. That is a 10, 20, 30. That is a 39-yard run for Jordan Madden and a penalty flag down. That may be a horse collar. So a 39-yard run for Jordan Madden, just on a little simple play over the left tackle, is a penalty flag face mask against Ava. So they had him by the face mask when they brought him down, and that's going to be half the distance to the goal line. Thayer's going to have it first and goal to go from about the 8-yard line. Or will it be at the 11? Let's see what they mark off here. They're going to take it down to, yep, about the 8-yard line. So first and goal to go. Thayer Bobcats in the Community First Banking Company red zone on the play. Jordan Madden. Now that puts some numbers up. Madden now up to 82 yards rushing on the night. He's got that 39-yarder. Had a big run earlier of, 23?
He did.
On his first carry of the night. So here come the Thayer Bobcats. First and goal to go at the 8-yard line with 7:15 to go in the football game. Haven is in shotgun formation. Got Madden on his left hip. Now sends a man in motion. Oh, and there's a fumble on the snap. But Haven gets right down on it and recovers at the 11-yard line. So a couple of yard loss on the play. I believe they were going to give that on a jet sweep to Willison coming from the far side. So here come the Bobcats again. Second down at 11. It's actually second down and goal from the 11. That time Haven just flat out dropped the snap. Well, really one of the first and few mistakes the Bobcats have made tonight, offensively or defensively. 6:35 to go. Thayer on a second down and goal to go from the 11. Haven up under center, gives it on a handoff. Running back swings it and all the way down to the 1-yard line. Touchdown! Thayer Bobcats with a touchdown. That was Jackson Willison, number 2, with the 11-yard carry and a touchdown. Didn't take long to score there. 6:28 to go in the game. Willison just rumbles in from 11 yards out for the Thayer Bobcat touchdown. And that makes it now 34-6. Willison in to attempt the extra point. He missed one earlier. The other ones have all been good. Thayer's also got a 2-point conversion in there. Oh, and now Thayer, a bad snap. And Haven on a fire drill has got a man wide open in the end zone. 2-point conversion is good.
Jordan Madden.
Jordan Madden makes the catch for the Thayer Bobcats as they ran a fire drill. And Jace Haven hit him with a strike. Now there's your All-Stater right there. That makes it 36-6. Thayer Bobcats with a lead over the Ava Bears. We'll take a timeout. We'll be back with a kick in 30 seconds on the Ecom Sport Network.
You've been involved in a crash, or maybe a deer is rammed into the side of your rig. What do you do now? Well, you go to Oregon County Cars in Thayer. They are now a collision repair estimate center. Just stop by anytime. They'll do your estimate. They'll deal with your insurance company and help you get your vehicle repaired and back on the road. And if your rig is dirty and needs a good detail job, well, they do those too, starting as low as $60. And of course, they got a lot full of quality pre-owned vehicles. Oregon County Cars, collision repair estimate and detail center in Thayer. OregonCountyCars.com.
Now, more Bobcat football on K-Country 95.
Well, Thayer Bobcats and the Ava Bears, and this Thayer Bobcats, it's been all Bobcats all night long. Thayer leads it now by a score of 36-6. Didn't take them long to score after Ava scored with 7:42 to go in the game. Thayer came right back. 39-yard run on a first or on a third down by Jordan Madden. And then the 11-yard touchdown pass, or 11-yard touchdown run by Willison, and then a 2-point conversion by Haven. Thayer leads it 36-6. Here's the kickoff. Going to be taken by Richard back at the 18-yard line. Looking for some room to run. Bobcats hit him once, and I hit him twice and bring him down at the 20-yard line. So Richard's brought down right at the 20. That's where the Ava Bears will have it with 6:18 to play in the game.
That may be the worst starting field position for Ava tonight.
I think it might be. They've normally been getting started out around the 40 and a couple of times started near midfield. But again, that Bobcat defense has been really good again tonight.
Yes, they have.
They're getting a couple of subs into the ball game. Number four going out defensively for the Bobcats. That is Kyron Magnuson. Kyron Magnuson getting out there, playing a little middle linebacker here on the defensive side. 6:14 to go in the ballgame. Ava's got it. Richards up under center, and he is going to get hit. So is Lyerly as he took the handoff. And the Thayer Bobcats have got the ball. The Bobcats took the handoff away, and it's going to be Thayer Bobcat ball at the 14-yard line. I didn't see who recovered it, but the Thayer Bobcats were right there. As soon as Richards tried to hand it to Lyerly, two Bobcats converged on the play, and that's about three or four times that's happened tonight. And the Thayer Bobcats took the handoff. So Thayer with it in the Community First Banking Company red zone. It's a 14-yard line, first and 10. 6:08 to play in the game. Jace Havens still in there at quarterback. White going wide to the far side for the Bobcat offense. Nope, he's going to line up on a tight end. I thought they'd send him along that time, Jesse White. Split backfield for the Bobcats, running the veer. Double tight set. Got a wide out on the near side. Haven, long signal count. And Bobcats give it up in the middle. And going to be a pickup of a couple on the play for Jordan. Oh, it was Haven on the keeper. Haven on the keeper picks up only a couple on the play. They get second down and about 8 yards to go. Cole makes the tackle for the Ava Bears. Clock running down under 5:50 to go in the ballgame. It looks like Thayer Bobcats going to go to 5-1 on the year. They'll be 4-0 in the SCA. Haven up under center this time. Split backs behind him. Madden and Willison. Long signal count. Milking that play clock for as long as they can. Still going to sit on it. Still up under center. Haven now gets the snap. Gives it off to Madden. Madden fights his way through a tackle at the line. Gets down to about the 9-yard line. Mark him down right at the 10. So pick up of just a couple. They're on a second down and 9. It'll be third down and about 6 for the Thayer Bobcats after the pickup by Jordan Madden. 5:02, and Thayer just milking this clock for everything it's worth. They'll stand in the huddle this time. That's a long time for players to sit in a ready position on that line of scrimmage. Thayer broke the huddle a little bit early and got to the line that time. Third down and about 6 here. Thayer Bobcat fans going to celebrate another victory here tonight. Thayer has not lost since week one, the 30-28 loss to Hayti. Here's Haven up under center, gives the ball a little misdirection play. Got it to Willison. Willison cuts it up to the 5-yard line. Going to get a first down and out of bounds at about the 2. Willison with about an 8-yard pickup on a third down and about 6. It's going to be a first down for the Thayer Bobcats. Thayer in the Community First Banking Company red zone. Bobcats have already scored 5 touchdowns tonight. If they get another one, that would mean another $50 for St. Jude Children's Research Hospital from the Thayer Dental Care. They donate $50 for every touchdown the Bobcats score this year to St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. And so far this year, their average is about $200 a game. It's been a pretty good year so far. Still a lot of football to play. Bobcats on the first and goal to go from the 5. Haven running the option. He's going to cut it up and dive toward the end zone. Powers his way in for a touchdown. Jace Haven with the touchdown with 4:24 to go in the ball game, and the route is on. Haven with the 4-yard touchdown run. Extra point try still to come. It is now 42-6. Thayer Bobcats lead it. They line up in a swinging gate, but they'll bring everybody over, and they will kick this extra point. The leg, Willison, going to try for another one. He missed one. He's hit 1, 2, 3 tonight. So 3 for 4, and Thayer's got 2 two-point conversions. Trying to make it 43 to kick his up, and it is right down the middle. It is good. So Willison hits the extra point. The Thayer Bobcats lead it 43-6 over the Ava Bears. We'll be back with a kickoff in 30 seconds on the Ecom Sports Network.
Monty's Outdoors in West Plains has got you covered this sports season. That's right. Shop at Monty's, where you'll find Under Armour cleats, sports socks, compression wear, backpacks, sack packs, ball caps, and much more. Find Wilson footballs, softballs, and equipment as well. Visit with Monty's about outfitting your team or youth organization with custom uniforms, booster apparel, game equipment, and more. Monty's Outdoors in the Southern Hill Shopping Center in West Plains.
Bobcat football continues now. Here's Mike Crace. Anywhere, anytime. K-Country 95.
Well, Fair Bobcats with a big lead here over the Ava Bears. It is 43-6. And, of course, the turbo clock is running. We're down to 2:45 to play in the football game. Bobcats getting set to kick it off. Ava won't have much time. Clock will not stop for the remainder of the game unless there is a change of possession. I think it really should have stopped during all this time. But it didn't, and the officials are letting it go. Again, we're down to 2:30 to play in the game. Fair Bobcats with a big lead. They're going to go to 5-1 on the year. And again, be winners of 5 in a row heading into week number 8 next week. And here at the kickoff by Willison. Again, going down the left side, taken by Richards at the 20-yard line. Richards for Ava gets out to 25, gets hit back there. He'll be down at the 30-yard line. Another big hit for the Thayer Bobcats. And there have been a bunch of them tonight. You know, the Bobcats give the Hitman Award every week, and they're going to have about 5 or 6 to pick from this week. I mean, there have been some hitting going on by this Thayer Bobcat defense and the kickoff team. They've got a couple of good smacks.
Zach Richards might deserve the award for the hits he's been taking. Poor kid.
You got to feel a little bit sorry for him. Minute 35 to go in the game. Ava with a 1st and 10. Richards up there, Lyerly in the backfield. They're going to run on a little miscommunication in the backfield, and going to be a gain of about 1. See who comes out there with the ball. It's either Lyerly or Richards. One of them went the wrong way. They bumped into each other, and it was Richards on the carry, so he'll pick up about 1 yard on the play. Minute 17 to go. Has Richards got 100 yards rushing?
About 79.
79 almost yards 80. Rushing. Thayer Bobcats are led tonight by, 80 for Jordan Madden?
Yes,
84
sir.
For Jordan Madden. And we're down to 1 minute to play. Thayer Bobcat fans start getting ready to celebrate. Mark Spencer checks into the game for the Thayer Bobcats. He'll play some linebacker. Bobcats getting a lot of fresh uniforms out there. Here's a pitch for Ava. Got number 26 running over the left side, trying to get to the first down marker. Gets hit and knocked out of bounds. But it's going to be, looks like maybe enough for the first down. They're going to mark him. No, they mark him. Yeah, mark him down at about the 42. And the clock down to 30 seconds to go. Still running. They'll move the chains. We'll probably got the last play of the game coming up. Nice 10-yard pickup on that play. And Ava coming to the line with this will be the final play of the ball game. They just never have had any sense of urgency at all night long. There's a give off right up the middle of Lyerly. Lyerly breaks the tackle, weaves his way out to midfield, and going to be brought down at about the 47. That'll be a nice 10-yard pickup. And we're down to 5 seconds to go. 3, 2, 1. There's the buzzer, and that's the final. Thayer Bobcats have beaten the Ava Bears here tonight at Lewis Brosnan Field by a final score of 43-6. And we'll be back with your post-game report brought to you by Shelter Insurance and Drew Eckman and Thayer in just a couple of minutes on the Ecom Sports Network.
Your voice lets him know he's safe. Shelter Insurance does the same for you. Roadside assistance is now included with your auto policy. So if your car leaves you stranded, just call and we'll take care of you while you take care of what's most important. Find an agent at shelterinsurance.com. We're your shield. We're your shelter. Some restrictions apply.
See me, Andrew Eckman, at 1222 Missouri Avenue in West Plains for a free insurance review.
Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, we have it all for you. Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, where we love what we do. All the products that you want at a price you can't afford. Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, we're more than up on store. Garden, clothing, pet supplies, farm and household too. Fencing, automotive, hey, we deliver too. Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply since 1974. Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, we're more than up on store.
Simmons Bank is proud to support the Bobcats. Simmons believes that healthy, vibrant communities don't just happen on their own. They happen when people make investments in each other, because we accomplish more together than we do alone. Simmons Bank, member FDIC.
Simmons Bank is here for all the Bobcat fans. Simmons Bank takes pride in helping customers realize their dream to buy the perfect home, start a business, or save for a child's college education. Visit a branch or get more information online at SimmonsBank.com. Simmons Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
When you list your property for sale, you are hiring a team to work for you. You want to hire a company with global reach and recognition.
You want Century 21.
You want to hire a team that will give your investment the time and attention it deserves.
You want Century 21.
You want experienced, knowledgeable sales agents promoting your home.
You want Century 21.
You want honest opinions and honest, timely answers to your questions.
You want Century 21.
You want a home team with local knowledge of the area and market conditions.
You want Century 21. Combs & Associates Real Estate. Call us today, 417-2647. Each office independently owned and operated.
Now, more Bobcat football on K-Country 95.
Well, back after the ball game here at Lewis Bosman Field, and the Thayer Bobcat crowd is happy. They got a win tonight. Thayer Bobcats beat the Ava Bears 43-6 is your final. And let's run down how the game went tonight. In the first quarter, Thayer Bobcats got on the board first. It was a touchdown pass from Jace Haven to Jordan Madden, 10 yards. Extra point was no good. It was 6:35 to go in the first quarter. Thayer led 6-0. Neither team scored for the rest of the quarter. Bobcats got the ball back with 9:21 to go in the second quarter and scored with 9:21 to go. It was Jace Haven to Lane Grimes, a 34-yard touchdown pass. Two-point conversion was good, made it 14-0 at that point. Thayer got it back just 2 minutes later and scored again. Haven to Madden on a 35-yard touchdown pass, and a beautiful play right down the middle of the field. Beautiful throw by Haven, and a beautiful catch right over the shoulder by Madden. And the Thayer Bobcats led it at that point by a score of 21-0 as the extra point was good. That was our halftime score. Thayer Bobcats scored the only touchdown of the third quarter with 1:02 to go. It was Jace Haven again to Jordan Madden, a 5-yard touchdown pass. Extra point was good. It was 28-0 going into the final frame. Ava Bears got on the board with 7:42 to go in the third or in the fourth quarter. And I might want to mention, by the way, that the Ava Bears had the ball for all but three plays of the second quarter. Actually, I guess it was four or five. But practically the entire third quarter belonged to the Ava Bears. They just couldn't do anything with it. But the Bobcats do score with 7:42 to go in the fourth quarter. It was an Ava scored. Richardson broke loose on a 36-yard touchdown run, and that made it 28-6. But the Thayer Bobcats strike again. Willison with an 11-yard touchdown run. Bobcats had a bad snap on the extra point. They went to the fire drill, and Jace Haven fired a strike into the end zone to Jordan Madden for the two-point conversion. Thayer led 36-6, and then Bobcats got the ball back again in good field position, and Haven scampered in on a 4-yard touchdown run. Extra point good. Thayer wins it 43-6 tonight here over the Ava Bears. That man Mike has been working on the stats for the game. We'll have those for you coming up here in just a couple of minutes. You're listening to the Shelter Insurance and Andrew Eckman of West Plains post-game report. We'll be back with more in just a couple of minutes on the Ecom Sports Network.
Simmons Bank is proud to support the Bobcats. Simmons believes that healthy, vibrant communities don't just happen on their own. They happen when people make investments in each other, because we accomplish more together than we do alone. Simmons Bank, member FDIC.
Simmons Bank is here for all the Bobcat fans. Simmons Bank takes pride in helping customers realize their dream to buy the perfect home, start a business, or save for a child's college education. Visit a branch or get more information online at SimmonsBank.com. Simmons Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
In the Ozarks, you know how much it means to have neighbors you can count on, like the one who mowed your lawn and trimmed that week you were sick. Well, here's another good neighbor you can count on: State Farm agent Scott Cecil. Scott and his team are here to help life go right when you combine your home and auto insurance, which can save you money and time. So combine home and auto and start the savings rolling. Contact State Farm agent Scott Cecil at 151 East Walnut in Thayer or 301 LaRue in Donovan today.
Flag is down. As another flag comes in,
There are six flags on the field.
Ozarks Medical Center encourages all athletes to play safe and have good sportsmanship. We hope you never have to visit OMC's orthopedic clinic, but if you do, their doctors are on call 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, offering exceptional compassionate care of fractures, sports injuries, as well as total joint replacements. Ozarks Medical Center Orthopedics are cheering for you and here if you need them on Kentucky Avenue in West Plains.
What happened to paying one price and getting everything included? You buy an airline ticket and pay extra to bring a change of clothes. Book a hotel room and you're shelling out for Wi-Fi and overpriced bottled water. Really? Imagine my delight when I found out roadside assistance is now included with my shelter insurance auto policy. So if I get a flat tire and need a jump, I just call and they take care of me. There's no additional cost, but some restrictions apply.
See me, Andrew Ekman, at 1222 Missouri Avenue in West Plains for a free insurance review.
Now, more Thayer Bobcat football with Mike Crace. Anywhere, anytime. K-Country 95.
Hey, we're back here at Lewis Bosman Field. And by the way, I didn't mention before the game, but tonight is the KY3 Focus, or the Ozark Sports Zone Focus Game of the Week here at Lewis Bosman Field. So folks from Thayer, they're getting in your cars headed home, or folks that have been listening at home, you can check out KY3 on the Sports Zone show tonight, and you'll see a lot of video highlights. And actually, they're down there on the field interviewing Jordan Madden a moment ago. Now the big dog, Bobby Day, will be interviewed. So you'll see some coverage of the game on KY3 here tonight. We're going to get Billy Weber up here of the Thayer Bobcast in just a few moments, get his views on the game. All right, again, Thayer wins it tonight 43-6. Final score to the scoreless quarter streak is over for the Thayer Bobcats. But they've been giving up 6 points a game on the average, so not going to hurt the average. Any. It's going to stay right there at about 6 points per game. All right, take a look at the game stats. First, for the Ava Bears, they had 185 yards rushing, most of that by their quarterback, Zach Richards, who had 79. That would come on about 24 carries, including one big long run. He had the big long run for the only touchdown for the Ava Bears tonight. Ava, 0-for-4 throwing the football, so no yards throwing, 185 yards rushing, and that was the offense for the Ava Bears. 79 yards again for Richards, 33 for Miles. Sierra Mendel had 36 yards rushing and 37 for Lurley, the freshman playing in the backfield tonight. For the Thayer Bobcats, total 165 yards rushing, 84 on the pass. Jace Haven playing in his first game of the year with 5-for-9 for 84 yards. All of the completions were either for a touchdown or a two-point conversion.
Correct.
So it didn't complete a pass other than the ones for scores here tonight in the ball game. Again, Thayer total, 165 yards rushing, 84 on the pass, and Jace Haven, 5 out of 9 for 84 yards, 4 touchdowns, and had 1 rushing touchdown for the Thayer Bobcats. Individual stats, the Bobcats were led in rushing tonight by Jordan Madden. He had 84 yards on 8 carries. Of course, had the big run, the 39-yarder there late in the game. 61 for Jackson Willison tonight, only 15 carries for J-Man. Haven had 16 yards, on 6 carries. Grimes, 1 carry for 1 yard. Again, your final here tonight, 43-6. Thayer Bobcats with a win over the Ava Bears. And the Bobcats now will go to 5-1 on the year, and they are 4-0 in SCA conference play. We're going to take a timeout. We think Billy Weber will be here to talk about this one, and we're going to get some clarification on what's going on next week. And as we are hearing rumors here in the press box, they haven't confirmed it yet, that Thayer has picked up a game with St. Pius out of Festus, Missouri, for next Friday night, because the game with Willow Springs has been canceled. Again, your final 43-6. You're listening to the Thayer Bobcat postgame report, brought to you by Shelter Insurance and Drew Ekman in West Plains. We'll be back with Coach Billy Weber in just a couple of minutes on the Ecom Sports Network.
Charlotte Allen with Allen Supported Living has worked with children and adults with developmental disabilities since 1992. They provide individualized support living services, personal assistance, respite, and community integration services in Thayer, Alton, West Plains, Donovan, and the area. If you have questions, call Charlotte. They'll be happy to help link you with the services and resources available. Call Allen Supported Living at 417-264-7203. And go Bobcats!
We all have them. Problems with our automobiles, tractors, trailers, and UTVs, so maybe you need a doctor. Not a medical doctor, but a car doctor. I have a prescription. It's the Car Doctor 2, north of Thayer on 63. Auto repair, maintenance, flat tires, alignments, trailer repair, AC problems, you name it. Just call Corey or Steve, and they'll pick up and deliver your rig. Should you break down, they offer roadside assistance. Now, that's what the doctor ordered. Car Doctor 2 has the technology to program GM and other models for optimal performance, and they're open on Saturdays until noon.
Let's talk dental care for a moment. You want the best, you want quality, and you want it affordable. That's what you get at Thayer Dental Care. They offer same-day service on crowns without the messy impressions or temporaries. Same-day single tooth replacement with implants or denture stabilization with traditional implants through their state-of-the-art in-house denture lab. They even have Invisalign. Call Thayer Dental today with questions or to schedule an appointment. 417-264-7266. Located in downtown Thayer and Walnut Ridge.
In sports, success is measured in the number of points scored, in games won, and in championships earned. At Shelter Insurance, we measure success in the quality of our products and services, in our community support, in being there when you need us. In fact, 9 out of 10 people surveyed with a claim would recommend Shelter to a friend. Shelter Insurance. We're your shield. We're your shelter.
See me, Andrew Ekman, at 1222 Missouri Avenue in West Plains for a free insurance review.
Now, more Bobcat football on K-Country 95.
And we're back at Lewis Bosman Field after the ballgame. The Shelter Insurance and Directman of West Plains Bobcat postgame report. And Coach Billy Weber of the victorious Thayer Bobcats joins us here in the booth. Coach, just a great performance by your team tonight. I mean, that's really about all you can say.
Well, thanks, Mike. That's a great compliment to our guys. You know, they really came out and executed offensively, did a great job. You know, and Ava, as usual, does some stuff defensively where they're going to crowd the line, and our guys really did an outstanding job of taking care of business up front, a little play action, and we got a couple good, kind of not necessarily easy, but quick scores early in the game, and that really helped us down the stretch.
Yeah, and then the defense tonight was just rock solid. I mean, they gave up 180-something yards rushing, but none passing, and it was just a good, solid performance.
Yeah, you know, it awfully good defensively. I mean, you know, they did drive and had some first downs, but again, throughout the game, you can't complain about the way our defense played.
Well, and forced a couple of turnovers, of course, the interception, and I don't know that we've had a game this year when there were so many, and we talked about this on the pregame tonight, that when you all started looking at the tape for the Hitman Award, you've been having 4 or 5 every week. Well, you're going to have about a dozen to determine the Hitman this week.
You know, and that's exactly what I told our guys after the game was, you know, we've got guys on offense running over people that when they're toting the football. Special teams, we've got guys running down and covering and hitting people. And then defensively, guys just swarming to the ball and laying licks out.
Well, 3 different times you got to the quarterback as he was making the handoff. I mean, and one of them, you guys took the handoff. So, I mean, it's just by the guys up front and your linebackers, which is kind of the key to this defense, it was just really good.
Yeah, you know, overall, it's been awfully good. It's a good swarming defense. Everybody does their job and playing this option defense, or, you know, against this option offense, the defense got to really play assignment, and they did a nice job tonight.
All right, so I'm going to let you go here because I know you got some things to talk about with the kids in the locker room. But so next week, the Willow game now has officially been canceled due to the COVID-19, and y'all have picked up a game for next Friday night.
Yeah, we're going to St. Pius up in Festus, which is about 3 hours from here. Yeah. I looked already on the map. Quickest way to go there is out to Poplar Bluff and then up 67. And like I say, it's just about 7 minutes past 3 hours. So be a good trip. Hopefully it'll get us in some travel condition for later in the year.
Yeah, well, and that's the case because 2 of the games where we were supposed to travel have been canceled this year. So this team really hasn't played hardly at all on the road. I mean, Highland, Arkansas, you know, 20
right.
miles down the road.
Yes.
Mountain View, just 45 minutes away. So they need some travel time and get used to playing on somebody else's turf.
Yeah, and, you know, and that's the thing. If you get very deep into the playoffs, you're going to have to ride the bus, you know, 3 hours, maybe longer.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, that's something that we want to make sure that we have our guys understanding, you know, what we're doing. And, you know, we'll have to take some breaks to get off the bus and let them move and get something to drink and use the restroom. But the travel is a big key when you've got to load up on there and go 3 hours.
Absolutely. Coach, congratulations. I couldn't remember exactly when Salem scored in that ball game, but your team, I mean, you talk about the defense, and the offense helped with this by maintaining possession of the ball. But best I remember, y'all have put together, before Ava scored tonight, about 9, maybe 10 quarters in a row of shutout football.
Yeah, I think so. You know, and, you know, Coach Metcalf, he keeps pretty good count on that stuff as well. And yeah, they've played tremendous here down the stretch. And, you know, another great effort tonight.
All right, Coach Billy Weber of the Thayer Bobcats, who are now 5-1, 4-0 in the SCA, and Bobcats sitting on top of the conference and looking to win a first conference title since 1981.
All right, Mike, thanks for having me on.
Thank you, Coach Billy Weber of the Thayer Bobcats. Folks, you're listening to the Shelter Insurance and Direktman post-game report. We'll be back to wrap it up. We've got to name the Bobcat player of the game. I don't know how we're going to pick one tonight, but we will. And we'll do that in just 1 minute on the Ecom Sports Network.
Let's talk dental care for a moment. You want the best, you want quality, and you want it affordable. That's what you get at Thayer Dental Care. They offer same-day service on crowns without the messy impressions or temporaries. Same-day single tooth replacement with implants or denture stabilization with traditional implants through their state-of-the-art in-house denture lab. They even have Invisalign. Call Thayer Dental today with questions or to schedule an appointment. 417-264-7266. Located in downtown Thayer and Walnut Ridge.
Flag is down. As another flag comes in.
There are 6 flags on the field.
Ozarks Medical Center encourages all athletes to play safe and have good sportsmanship. We hope you never have to visit OMC's orthopedic clinic, but if you do, their doctors are on call 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, offering exceptional compassionate care of fractures, sports injuries, as well as total joint replacements. Ozarks Medical Center Orthopedics are cheering for you, and here if you need them on Kentucky Avenue in West Plains.
Bobcat football continues now. Here's Mike Crace. Anywhere, anytime. K-Country 95.
And back here on the Shelter Insurance, Andrew Eckman of West Plains postgame report. Time for us to name the OMC Orthopedic Bobcat Player of the Game, and a little bit of discussion here in the booth. And this was such an overall team effort tonight. I mean, nobody really dominated running the ball. Nobody really dominated, you know, 5 out of 9, I think it was, passing, and you know, Haven's return, and you might say, well, you know, throwing the ball, but tonight it was all about the defense. I mean, I think there was all about the defense, and everybody was making plays. Mean Austin Green was out there making plays. You know, everybody else was making plays. So we're going tonight with the defense, the entire defense of the Thayer Bobcats. They did have their shutout quarter streak ended at 10 quarters. That was a lot of shutout quarters in a row, but defense was just really good tonight. Had the interception, had, you know, chances a couple of more, and just shut down defense tonight, holding pretty good Ava team. I mean, they were, you know, 4-2 coming in tonight, so holding them to 6 points is pretty good. So, Bobcat player of the game, the entire Thayer Bobcat defense. And you might even add the special teams in there, because special teams were really good tonight.
Yeah, they were.
All right, that's going to wrap it up. I want to say thanks to Statman Mike for filling in for Statman Adam, who is on the road going down to Louisiana to work down on the power lines after the hurricane. Thayer Bobcat football tonight has been brought to you by Cruise Livestock LLC in Thayer, State Farm Insurance, Scott Cecil in Thayer, Alex and Kylie O'Neill at the REMAX Real Estate Exchange in Thayer, the Community First Banking Company of West Plains Mountain Grove in Thayer, the Ozarks Medical Center's Orthopedic Clinic in West Plains, Southern Bank of Thayer, the Thayer Pizza Inn, Shelter Insurance, Andrew Eckman in West Plains, Allen Supported Living in Thayer, The Car Doctor 2, FNBC Community Bankers, Monty's Outdoors of West Plains, Thayer Dental Care. Thayer Bobcats scored 7 touchdowns tonight. Right? How many did they score? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 touchdowns. So that's another $300 for the kids of St. Jude, thanks to Thayer Dental Care. They donate $50 for every touchdown all year. Also, thanks to Century 21 Combs and Associates in Thayer, Oregon County Cars in Thayer, Simmons Bank at Mammoth Spring, Shelter Insurance, Roger Foley, your agent in Thayer, Dr. Mike Kersey and staff at the Mammoth Spring Dental Clinic, Knox Orthopedic in Mountain Home and West Plains, Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, in Thayer and West Plains, and Ozarka College of Melbourne, Ash Flat, Mammoth Spring, and Mountain View. Again, Thayer Bobcats win it tonight, 43-6 over the Ava Bears. For Mike Robertson, back in the studio, Statman Mike. I'm Red Bull Mike Crace. Till next time, have a good time. Thayer Bobcat Football, a presentation of the Ecom Sports Network.